participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
37 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon. You are up next.
Hello.
Yes.
Wait, let me turn down my radio.
Okay, sure.
I'd like to say I came across your program by accident, and this is one of the more informative programs I've ever heard. And I've never called a radio show before, but I was drawn to call on this topic.
Yes.
Thank you
very much for doing so.
Absolutely, and I think you're an excellent interviewer. No matter who your guest is, you're forcing them to answer the questions that we're all waiting to hear the answers to, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
What's going on in South America is, of course, relevant to everything that happens in this hemisphere, but I feel that the World Bank is committing acts of ass play when forcing people to eat VM on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. There is really no telling, is there? I am personally offended by this. Don't do it again. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to. You're gone. You're gone. You're gone. Don't call me again.
Yeah. Well,
Mimi,
as the Beatles sang,
yeah.
It was 20 years ago today.
Oh, today's the day?
As far as I can tell.
I mean, I'm serious this time.
So am I.
I'm not kidding you this time.
So am I. As far as I can tell, today is the 20-year anniversary of our show.
Well, congratulations.
Here we go.
We're big on those big celebrations.
The details are always sketchy.
Yeah.
I know it was 2 weeks before Christmas
uh-huh.
in 1985.
There you go.
So this would be close enough.
Or something like that.
Get ready for some real excitement,
mm-hmm.
because I was looking for a tape of me and Mike doing our first show.
Oh. It exists?
Oh, no!
Couldn't find it.
Oh, it doesn't exist.
Went through all the boxes in the basement,
right?
Finally found one cassette
uh-huh.
that said February 1986.
That's as close. That's pretty damn close.
So that's almost 20 years ago.
Because we started in December of 85.
And here we go, 20 years later.
Now, oh, this is going to be painful.
We will play this in its entirety at some point during the show today or in future days.
I'm going to go to 7-Eleven when we play it.
I think you'll find the show really hasn't changed.
Now I know it's going to be bad.
Yeah. Excuse me for living. Where do you work, Marcy?
I work downtown D.C.
Is there anybody else there besides you?
Oh, we have a wide variety of people here from all ages.
Can you pass the phone along real quickly?
Okay, you bet. Here we go.
Okay.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Blair. I work at the cleaners right next door, Crest Cleaners.
We love you.
I love you, too.
Pass it on.
It's my duck call. My duck call.
Those were the days.
We'll save that.
20 years ago. That was my only contribution to that segment of tape. That was a duck call.
20 years. And that's what it's come to. 20 years.
President Bush and I wish everyone a very happy holiday.
Yes, but now let's...
We'll be waiting for their letter.
Yourself a merry little Christmas.
Now I've got to start that over again. Just because I wanted to just make sure that I said...
President Bush and I wish everyone a very happy holiday.
As does Clay Aiken.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Oh, whoa.
Let your heart be light.
Oh, whoa. Oh, whoa.
From now on.
Oh, God.
You know what? This is crap. We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this.
Or are we?
Homo.
Yeah.
Have yourself.
Okay, all right.
The Logo Network.
Logo. Actually, being as this is now officially the start, I mean, it's 2 weeks before
That's right. The
big day. 2 days before Santa Claus. 2 weeks before Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Let's see who we can select to start the show today. Not Clay Aiken. Something that really means something to people. Now, we've already played Mike Douglas. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Nice. Mike Douglas.
That means a lot.
Only man make me moist, that, Mike Douglas.
That's a pretty good one.
Uh-huh.
Like number one.
You like number one?
Very much.
I like number three.
They're both good.
I like number one. I like number three.
I like number three better than number one or number two. Isolate that. However, sometimes number two can be damn satisfying.
Mike, not talking about your guttural thoughts.
Oh, all right. No.
These are the cuts on the CD.
I see. Are they all Michael Douglas?
They're not Mike Douglas. I'll tell you that the one that Rob is going for is Ben and Hoss and Little Joe Cartwright.
Hello.
Singing Merry Christmas, Neighbor.
Okay.
I'm going for Bobby Vinton, Santa Must Be Polish.
Oh, my.
And then I'll throw out as just a wild card, card Bobby Boris Pickett. A Monster's Holiday.
That same guy that did the Monster Mash.
Right. That's right.
Sequels are great.
Which would you love to start with today? Which would you love to start with today?
I'd like to start with Hoss and Little Joe.
Buzz.
I also would like Hoss and Little Joe.
Okay, outvoted.
Here we go.
Start today's show with Hoss and Little Joe.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, neighbors. Merry Christmas, neighbor. Happy days to you.
Fort. Fort, fort, fort.
Merry Christmas, neighbor.
Fort.
Fort,
fort, fort.
Earth is friendly and happy.
Great big fort.
We've always been just neighborly.
Gotta get them out of here.
Yeah. The Cartwrights. The
door is stuck.
We're trying to get them out of here, but we're having trouble getting them out of here.
Shake it a little harder, Don.
Maybe we both grab it if we can get them out of here.
Let me go.
Yeah, help us, Buzz. Will you? Let's get them out.
They're gone.
They told you.
Merry Christmas, neighbor. I thought it would be better than that. What was your choice?
Bobby Vinton.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
I'll be it, no better. But Santa must be a Polak. It should be Polish.
Yeah. Little polka theme.
You let me know if you want to hit the door on this one. Problem with the door, though.
Lock the door. It's still jammed.
Get out of here.
Man, oh, man.
Get out of here.
You would think three guys would be able to open a door. All we have to do is just try a little harder. For the love of God, grab the top part of it.
20 years. Freaking years.
Wow. Okay. Santa must be Polish.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Well, if this isn't an excuse, this ought to be a day for drinking.
Now, that didn't go too well for me last night.
You drinking or us drinking?
I'll join you.
All right.
Thank you for the call.
All right.
Goodbye. And now let's really start the show, Christmas style. I don't care. We played it last week.
Happy birthday, Peter.
Winner.
Mike Douglas.
Lots of ring-a-ling, ding-a-ling, holly, jolly, wally, folly.
Only white man made me moist. Mike Douglas.
Katie got a dolly.
There we go.
That cries and blinks its eyes. Jimmy,
we come a long way, haven't we?
And we have. That's progress.
In 20 years.
Yeah. That's evolution. Who says there's no evolution?
We were
Kansas.
That Christmas. So Mama stayed up all night long.
No, Buzz's stay.
Oh. Sitting in the
kitchen. You know, they got that whole Bass Ackridge thing happening.
I don't know where you heard that.
Here's the part everybody loves.
Church bells ding-a-ling. Church bells ring-a-ling.
Mike, we're going to have to, Michael, we're going to have to show you out of here.
Call it Mike, it's not Michael.
Michael Douglas holding the door.
Birthday, Jesus.
He is putting up a fight, dude.
Come on. Out. Out, damn host.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now we're rooking. Now we're rooking.
I said that like a Japanese DJ would. Now we're rocking and working.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Actually, it would be Lot and Lolling.
Yeah.
And if I was rooking, I would be rooking in the corner where I see Rob Spivak.
Hi.
Hi, Rob. Oh, and...
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Yeah, start the show. And first, let's ask this lady right here how her weekend was.
Down.
Not good. They're out of here.
Trying to get out of the door.
Esther?
Esther's trying to get out.
Down.
There we go.
Wow, hi. Hi there, superhero Hebrew man.
I'm off duty today. I'm traveling in disguise.
You're disguised as
a Gentile.
A joy.
Oh, hold on a second. Here's your intro.
Hi.
Hi.
It's me, Super Jew.
How's your anniversary?
Sleeping son.
Sleepy. Very sleepy.
Very tired.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Thank you, Rob.
20 more!
Yeah! What, days?
Hours. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Pryor, and all the ships at sea. The inspiration for the movie Brokeback Mountain, Don Geronimo. Nice boot. Mike O'Mara.
Homo. You know what that is, right? That's a faggot cowboy movie.
Oh, really?
With Jacob Gyllenhaal.
About
those two guys.
And Heath Ledger.
They go up in the woods and they pitch and catch.
Rated R.
Yes.
Blue community. Radio.
877-365-3636 from Canada or from Mexico. You can call the show at 800-636-1067. If you're listening on WJFK in Washington, our flagship station, call 202-432-1067. Our show is also finally being warmly streamed on the internet.
Oh, maybe.
It's like a ray of golden sunshine streaming all over you.
Let it flow.
Go to DonMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. Oh, and when you go to our website, you'll also be able to... Oh, here we go. Is this as good as Mike Douglas?
Yeah.
Tell you think so?
At least as good. I disagree.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
You can go to our website and vote for the vote for soldier you like the best. The story you like the best.
Baby got a doll.
Get out of here, Mike. Not you, Mike. The other one. The other Mike.
Michael. Mr. Douglas. Get out.
Wow.
Michael Douglas.
There he goes.
Who is a young grandfather also.
Go to the website. Tell me about it. Go to the website and click on for your favorite soldier story.
Right. He was a young grandfather like you.
And on December 15th, we will announce the winner. And the soldier who deserves it the most gets an all-expense-paid trip out to the Bunny Ranch in Reno, Nevada, where they are going to get laid like they've never been laid before.
VIP treatment all along.
You are going to get so laid. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike, yeah. I'd like to congratulate you guys on 20 years of doing your show.
Thank you.
Which is about 20 years longer than Tukey Williams should have been allowed to live.
Oh my! So you're in favor of the execution of the death row inmate?
Yes.
Thank you for making our 20th year anniversary greeting into your own personal political stuff.
I hope that Arnold comes through for the guy who writes the books for the kids now.
Right. It, you know, the thing is, I've heard that he's had all the appeals. We have the 22 appeals and all of that. And so it's a very hot button issue in California.
Oh my God.
Whether to execute or not to execute. You say he's done good things in the prisons, but yet way back when he did the bad thing.
Right.
Very, very bad with not a lot of remorse.
Who does that remind you of? Arnold? Who's the guy your dad loves so much?
Adolf Hitler.
Ah.
Jawohl. Back in the days, that hasn't been proven. Just one picture.
Speaking of Nazi lovers, what did I read over the weekend? That they had an auction of the belongings, the personal belongings of Marge Schott.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Beloved former owner of the Cincinnati Reds and just one sexy, delicious woman.
She, there was not a wrinkle that I would not have traced with my tongue.
And none of the, what made me interested in the story was the fact that none of the Reds memorabilia from the time when they were the big red machine.
Right.
I mean, when you had, trust me, she had the big red machine.
Yeah. She was a big sweater wearer.
You had Joe Morgan, you had Pete Rose, you had Johnny Bench.
Right.
I mean, you had that whole friggin' team that was just a knockout.
And now, was she there running it for that, or did she come? I know her husband.
I think she was behind the scenes.
She was behind the scenes until after that era. Right.
But what they were intimating in this article was that she's just got boxes and boxes of stuff that people would kill for, this red stuff.
Oh, really?
But what they did was they auctioned off her personal items.
Yes.
And I don't know how many of her personal items would
her collection of sterling silver wands.
would have been German-oriented, much like that guy in American Beauty.
You mean like the Nazi plate that he has?
Right.
Yeah, the Nazi China.
I bought some of her things.
Of course.
Amazingly, none of them had been laundered.
Oh,
which really, they came in a Ziploc bag.
Her personal effect.
Nice helmet.
Hello.
Her giant panties.
Mike show.
They fit me.
Hello. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, hello.
How you doing?
Hello there.
Oh, pretty good. And I'd like to congratulate you on the 20 years of your show.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thanks.
And everybody loves Don and Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Little tribute.
See, people,
that was so good.
Darn it, people really do care.
Mm-hmm.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, radio guys.
Hi there.
Hey, my name is Justin. I'd like to wish you guys a happy anniversary.
What did you say your name was?
Justin.
Justin.
Yeah.
All right. You have a mohawk?
Listen to KCPS.
It's Justin. It's
happy
just in case we get someone else on the phone, we'll hang up on him.
Hey, when did the mohawk slide back in? When did the mohawk with hair slide back in?
Oh, I don't think it ever really
never
went
left,
away.
Mike, never
no, but
left.
The old mohawk was you really... I think to do a proper mohawk, you shave the rest of your head. Really
right.
Shave it. Not this. Not like having a crew cut like Rob has, you know, around most of the head, and then just a little streak of that. That's not a committed mohawk.
Don't you think of the Boz? Did Brian Bosworth have a mohawk?
But didn't the Boz have a real one? Like the kind where you're, you know, you almost shave your head and then you have the strip of hair.
Was it
this one where it's just like you kind of
comb everything?
Your hair into a...
Everything about Brian Bosworth was real. Don't you remember when he was the next big thing?
He was a Sooner.
Rather than later.
Mm-hmm.
And also then there was the modified Mr. T mohawk. That would go back and then around and under his ears.
But still, the rest of the head that didn't have the mohawk hair was shaved.
Right. I think that's just a sign of laziness.
I think it's not a committed... I mean, if you can have a mohawk, have a mohawk.
Okay, guys, we've got to put all this on the side burner.
Okay.
Because we have important tapes to get to.
Okay.
To start the show. And not the tape of us 20 years ago.
No.
Which we will get to. And not even the weekend stuff. That's not on tape. Like weekend stuff. Rob's dog parade stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rob went to the dog parade.
Oh, cool.
We've got... tapes of TV guys. First, let's start with Fox NFL Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, don't know how to say this except to just give it to you straight. James Brown, JB, the host of that show.
Yeah.
Really, maybe the most decent guy that I've ever met in that field of broadcasting.
Wonderful human being.
Not that I know everybody, but I've met a lot of dicks, and he's a real nice guy.
Very kind.
Okay. About 2 months ago, he calls up and he asks off the air for some put downs for Terry Bradshaw. Terry Bradshaw makes fun of the fact that he thinks JB is fat.
Yeah, that truckload of chickens blew over in Chicago that was on your way to your desk or whatever.
Like that.
Now, here's the setup, and then we have the tape to play you of yesterday's Fox NFL Sunday.
Uh-huh.
They're doing the thing with Terry Bradshaw. He's going to talk to Mohsen Mohammed of the Bears. And Terry Bradshaw, just as natural as can be, as they're going to the segment, says, incidentally, did you realize the moose eats 50 pounds of food a day? And then he reaches over and touches his arm and says, just like you, JB. And they go to the piece.
And it's natural, and it just comes right out of Terry.
Right.
And, you know, Terry does it effortlessly, and it's funny when Terry does it. Right.
Now, they come back from the piece where he asked the guy 10 questions, and they're all laughing about it. And James Brown is sitting in the left-hand corner of the studio, you know, on your screen,
right.
And he has a binder that has a punch hole in it and one of those metal rings.
Uh-huh.
With all kinds of pieces of paper, and he's just going like this. He's just going,
looking for the perfect snap.
Paper, paper. Meanwhile, the other three guys are just continuing with what they're saying. James Brown grabs Terry Bradshaw by the arm and says, all of this coming from a man whose chair is on blocks. Now, this died 1,000 deaths.
There were crickets.
Do we have a copy of it?
Yeah. Oh, yes, we do.
Because I know he punted it. I don't know how he punted it, but I know he punted it.
Listen, here's the joke. Coming from a man whose house is on blocks.
Mm-hmm.
A man whose car is on blocks.
Right.
Not chair.
Did it get converted to chair between here and Los Angeles?
No, I think it was between his brain and his mouth. That's why I don't want JB to get pissed.
No.
He's a great guy, a good friend of the show.
Yeah. Right.
But really, we sent him, our listeners sent him, about 1,000 fantastic put-downs. This is the second one now that JB's used on the air, and he's screwed up.
And what he does is he doesn't try to incorporate it into his regular stuff.
No.
He never will, because he wants to make it clear to Terry that he's reading our insults.
So, I guess.
And that's why he gives us credit every time.
And it would be great if he could read the friggin' insult.
Yeah, like if he'd get off a really
good way.
If he'd get off a zinger, it ends up putting us down a little bit.
Right. So anyway, but it's great. It's funny. Here's the first. This is a two-parter.
Uh-huh.
So this is about 12:15 yesterday on Fox NFL Sunday.
All right.
This is happy birthday.
Someone's idea of a joke. Let's see.
Cut Sorry, it's not funny.
No, it's good.
Cut number. Oh, there it is. Cut number four. Okay, JB. JB on Fox NFL Sunday.
All right, Terry Bradshaw probably has a pet moose down on the farm, but today he sits down with another moose. That would be Mohsen Mohammed.
Mohsen Mohammed, nicknamed the moose, an animal that eats 50 pounds of food a day. So JB, you're not alone. Mohsen Mohammed.
You know, Don and Mike show. This is going to get you.
Hold on. Right there, you hear the way Terry Bradshaw gets his off.
Right. You're not alone. It's simple.
Right.
Simple, funny,
the way
pointed.
Gets it. We'll start it again from the beginning, uh-huh, so you can hear this thing.
All right, Terry Bradshaw probably has a pet moose down on the farm, but today he sits down with another moose. That would be Mohsen Mohammed.
Mohsen Mohammed, nicknamed the moose, an animal that eats 50 pounds of food a day. So, JB, you're not alone. Mohsen Mohammed.
From a Don and Mike show, this is a good one to get you.
Okay, go ahead.
I get this from a guy whose chair is up on blocks.
Wow.
No, that's too good. That's too good.
Each
and every Sunday we cheer our football heroes. But
come back.
What happens on Monday when the cheering stops and the physical pain begins? Up next, we'll go behind the scenes to see how the guy Jerome Bettis, otherwise known as the Bus, deals with playing and pain.
Now, JB, we love you.
He put a question mark on the end of it. Come on, you got to commit to those.
We love you, JB. But the joke is house on blocks. Car on blocks.
Right.
Chair on blocks. That's from you, not from us.
Right.
Let's hear it one more time.
And you know, even using that one, with all the ones that we have.
I know. Let's hear it one more time, because I'd like to insert the crickets. And then you'll hear a brief rebuttal from the rest of the crew later in the show.
All right, Terry Bradshaw probably has a pet moose down on the farm, but today he sits down with another moose. That would be Mohsen Mohammed.
Mohsen Mohammed, nicknamed the moose, an animal that eats 50 pounds of food a day. So, JB, you're not alone. Mohsen Mohammed.
From a Don and Mike show, this is going to get you.
Okay, go ahead.
I get this from a guy whose chair is up on blocks.
Wow.
No, no. That's a good.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
Ouch. So listen, on one hand, it's good. There's JB mentioning our show again.
Uh-huh.
Using the insults. But
right.
On the other hand, let's say that, that you're watching the show and you're going, God, these guys, Don and Mike, they must just suck that they're giving them such bad jokes.
This comes from the Don and Mike show. Terry, what do you think of this one? You are a big tart.
You know, I mean, we give him a lot of great ones about...
He's got a bunch of them.
About eating possums and about redneck stuff, and we got a lot of them for Terry about him looking like Frankenstein.
Sure.
But like Mike said, even with a less than perfect joke, you commit and sell it.
Yeah, even if he sold that one, hey, I'm getting this from a guy who's got his chair up on block.
Right. So, listen, JB, you screwed up the line, okay. We move along in the show. It's now 5 minutes until 1 o'clock. They're still on the national network feed,
right.
And they're getting ready to throw it to your local game, your local Fox game.
This melody.
It's Michael Douglas.
Here's the second mention on Fox NFL Sunday.
And Chicago has to get some points. Everybody's been saying that. It's not going to happen today.
Even though Don and Mike will continue to be friends, you and Howie think to be able to.
Don and Mike love you, but chuck that.
A hungry man is an angry man.
Be careful. Some of you with the early games, you go out there. The rest of you, we'll see you back.
All right, we'll call you.
Yeah, all right. That was Howie.
Yeah. That's too funny. Well, do you think now this then?
Let's hear it one more time.
And Chicago has to get some points. Everybody's been saying that. It's not going to happen today.
Even though Don and Mike will continue to be friends, you and Howie think to be able to.
Don and Mike love you, but chuck that.
A hungry man is an angry man, so be careful.
Some of you with the early games, you go out there, the rest of you won't see back.
All right, we'll talk to
you. Wow. I feel sacrificed.
You have to listen.
Feel sacrificed.
If you listen real carefully when the music is fading out, you hear Howie Long say, insult bad.
What did Howie say? Hey, Don and Mike, it was something like,
said,
love you, but
here it is one more time.
And Chicago has to get some points. Everybody's been saying that. It's not going to happen today.
Even though Don and Mike will continue to be friends, you and Howie think to be able to.
Don and Mike love you, but chuck that.
A hungry man is an angry man.
But Don and Mike, chuck that out.
Terry was saying, hey, Don and Mike love you, but chuck that.
Yeah.
And
that
was Terry.
No, Howie said that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I get them mixed up.
And then, they're both very handsome.
That's right.
And then as it is fading.
Howie said that.
Howie does say, burn it.
Oh, wow.
But that's odd because his normal stand is fire bed.
Okay. I'll let it play all the way through because I didn't hear the burn it. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Douglas.
I'm not trying to ask
sure
today.
Sure, bells ring-a-ling.
And Chicago has to get some points. Everybody's been saying that. It's not going to happen today.
Even though Don and Mike will continue to be friends, you and Howie think to be able to.
Don and Mike love you, but chuck that.
A hungry man is an angry man, so be careful.
Some of you with the early games, you go out there, the rest of you won't see back.
All right, we'll talk to you.
I heard him say burn it.
Yeah.
I heard him say burn it.
Burn it.
JB, if you're out there, anybody out there listening? Maybe Elizabeth from Fox Sports, who's wonderful with JB, if you're listening. Please, as Six sang, don't let it end this way.
No, don't let it end. We might have to get personally involved and then send our own.
If it takes coaching of JB, we'll help him with the coaching.
Right.
And we appreciate the shout-outs on television and the fact that the Fox guys have all been on the show. But for God's sakes, I mean, we've got to give JB the knockout punch.
And we have to, we might have to do some coaching and have JB alter his personality a little bit.
Or
like where he just stares at Terry and says, you know, I never really liked you.
Or have we helped too much already?
Hey, but Terry was right about Chicago not scoring points. I just went to look back at the score and
hello.
He was right.
Donnie,
I just like to take those to the bank too sometimes.
Hello?
Donnie.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I actually laughed at that joke because I took it to mean when I heard his chair was up on blocks, it was a short joke, not a redneck joke.
See, but Terry Bradshaw, hold on a second. Mm. Terry Bradshaw, isn't he like 6'5"? I mean, look at the guy.
No, I thought it was a short joke.
Well,
I didn't get the redneck angle because I didn't know what
was going on. Anything up on blocks is redneck.
No, come on. Please.
Come on.
Get out of here.
But that's why he shouldn't have chosen that one. I sound like Jerry Seinfeld.
You
shouldn't have chosen that one.
Yeah. And here's the thing. It's pressure on the fire. that
what he does is he's editing out the good ones for the nice ones.
Right.
For the ones that just are bad.
Because he's JB.
Because he wants to be nice.
He doesn't want the one that just kicks Terry right in the nuts. That would make all of the guys laugh.
Right. Remember, exactly.
He said his mom was watching, and he couldn't say anything to upset his mom.
You know, and you know, here's the wild card. You know what you go for? You go for his relationships. Because he's got that rap. You know, he's got that rap. He's got that kind of like, you know, been in a lot of bad relationships, hasn't he?
You can laugh at him, Mike.
Really?
Yes.
Has he been more than three?
I believe so.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio gods.
Hi there.
Hi. At the very end, doesn't JB say, okay, we'll toss it? Is he talking about the insult book?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I think it's Howie Long that says toss it, or it says chuck it.
Mm. I think Howie said burn it, and then at the very end, I thought JB said, okay, we'll toss it.
You know, either way.
Well, we have to find out if he's going to throw it out.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah. He didn't give it a fair chance.
Either way, on our 20th anniversary, I think it's wonderful that we are still as petty, that we are pawning over 6 seconds, perhaps, on network television where some guy said our name.
And I really think we should not only, it shouldn't be chucked, but it shouldn't just be Terry. We should have a book for JB for every member of the crew. We should have one for Jimmy Johnson, starting with Mel Tillis. And we should have Howie Long, starting with the Frankenstein.
He's going to need more binders.
No. Everybody should have a book. And just label them Howie, Jimmy,
when we return.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Tape that I'm going to play for you here that you're going to have to hear more than once to really appreciate. It's a long form art. It's an art film, actually, is what it is. It's a contemporary artist.
A long form art film? What?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
His name is George Michael.
He will fascinate you.
Now, he is the sports guy on Channel 4 here in Washington. Another guy that's a good friend of ours and has been on the show many times.
And he's been on television since television really was invented.
That's right. Back when they were doing the stuff like when radio was television. Back when they had to use like coconuts to make it sound like a horse was coming down the road. You know what I mean.
Back the Shadow Knows. Yeah.
Right.
Back in those days. Well, this is the truth. He made the transition from radio to television when television was invented.
So anyway, George is a horse enthusiast.
Loves him.
And he got Christopher Reeve a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Not as badly.
No.
But he
messed himself up pretty bad.
And he broke ribs. He broke both of his wrists. Mm-hmm. And he's not been at work regularly. He only comes in to do this Redskins show on Saturday night.
That's what he's up for.
With Sonny Jurgensen and Mike Wilbon from the Washington Post and from PTI. Now, I mentioned that last week I watched the show, and George was high. And he was talking about the fact that he was on his meds.
Right.
He was on pain meds.
Yeah, yeah.
So we taped it this week. And this week, he's even better. Now, keep in mind, this is not an art film. This is not a biography. This is a sports show about the mighty Landover Redskins taking on the Phoenix Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
I love getting the names of the teams wrong.
Right.
Pleased to be listening as George starts the show and then starts talking about hot flashes in his pajamas.
Excellent.
Oh, good.
And here he is now.
The Redskins Report starts now.
I would like to apologize for anyone that took offense to anything last
Wait
week.
A second. Before you get started, yeah. we've taken a vote. Yeah. We want you to take this Oxycontin here.
Sonny, I'm going to tell you something now. Do you know the trips I've seen this week? I was
you sweating. Oxycontin you were taking?
Oh, yeah. I was sweating real bad. I'm on a bedroom floor. This is personal, but I'll tell you anyway. I don't care. I'm taking drugs. I can get away with it. I'm on the floor Wednesday night, and I'm sweating real bad. And Pat's going, take your pajamas off, man. You're done. I said, I can't. Look at all these people watching.
Okay.
That's in the first 5 seconds,
man,
of this Redskins show. And for those of you around the country who don't know what this is, it's like whatever the show is for your local team. They've got the big, gigantic Redskins helmet in the middle of this living room set. And it's the two jocks, Riggins and Sonny Jurgensen, Mike Wilbon, and George is the guy in the middle.
Pretty terrific group. I mean, if you want to get the Redskins analysis.
But in that, just a little bit of time you've heard, whoever is directing it has had shots of all of the three people listening to George, and they look terrified.
And you can tell right away with George's voice that he is just not there.
And he's relaying a story about apparently his convalescence at home and making the comment that all these people are watching. Now, that either refers to the fact that George is hallucinating or that he has a rather significant house staff.
Oh, no, I believe it's about the drugs.
Yeah, I think so.
The Redskins Report starts now.
I would like to apologize for anyone that took offense to anything last week.
Before you get started, yeah. we've taken a vote. Yeah. We want you to take this Oxycontin here.
Sonny, I'm going to tell you something now. Do you know the trips I've seen this week? I was
sweating. Oxycontin you were taking?
Oh, yeah. I was sweating real bad. I'm on a bedroom floor. This is personal, but I'll tell you anyway. I don't care. I'm taking drugs. I can get away with it. I'm on the floor Wednesday night, and I'm sweating real bad. And Pat's going, take your pajamas off, man. You're done. I said, I can't. Look at all these people watching.
Okay.
I was about to say at the top that I would like to apologize for anyone that took offense to anything that was said here last week, but I can't. Because the fact is, well, first of all, I don't apologize anyway, but the fact is, Wilbon is the blame. I was told to not get upset, not get angry. But you did it. Do you want to apologize for last week? Just yes or no. Do you want to apologize?
Because you're not. What do you want to apologize
for? Okay, here it is, George. Here is the exchange that got me going so bad last week with Michael Wilbon.
Fine.
Redskins, do they go 5-0 the rest of the year?
No.
Okay. Then I'll get on something you will agree on. They do beat the Rams.
No.
They lose to the Rams.
Wow.
He just sounds so
He does.
He's trying.
We got to get him on this show. We really do. Of course, if he's not going in to do his regular TV thing, he's not going to come on this show.
But isn't it great?
It's fantastic because George is all hopped up on painkillers. That's got to hurt. I'm sweating.
Sleep, but I can't. Because the fact is, well, first of all, I don't apologize anyway, but the fact is, Wilbon is the blame. I was told to not get upset, not get angry. But you did it. Do you want to apologize for last week? Just yes or no. Do you want to apologize?
Because
you're
right. What do you want to apologize
for? Okay, here it is, George. Here is the exchange that got me going so bad last week with Michael Wilbon. Redskins, do they go 5-0 the rest of the year?
No.
Okay. Then I'll get on something you will agree on. They do beat the Rams.
No.
They lose to the Rams.
Sure.
What do you do that to me for?
Do you apologize right now. Do you do that when I'm the only one sitting here who picks the visiting team to win? Do you show that?
Oh, don't worry. John wanted to, but he didn't have the cojones to do it. He wanted to.
No.
Give me a break.
What?
Ryan Fitzpatrick was going to beat the Redskins. Even I couldn't buy into that.
And that game was tighter than it should have been for a long time.
No.
It was a matter of time.
No. See, it's the disrespect.
Oh, stop.
Now, this week may be a different story.
Shut up. It's 7 out of 9 in the desert.
It's a disrespect.
Not mumbo jumbo either.
What did you say?
That's right.
The Redskins lost 7 of the last 9 games
in
played in the desert.
Yes.
Did you pick the Cardinals for any of those games?
I would doubt it. Did you pick the Cardinals?
Are you kidding?
I doubt it. But here's the deal. See, it's the disrespect you show. You like Brian Baldinger. Let me take you back to this past Sunday.
Now you're going
to
rip up on Brian Baldinger? What do you do?
He was saying how the Redskins coaching staff, how they've lost it. They don't have it anymore. They can't get heat. They don't know how to be able to do things right. They don't have the ability.
You have to see the video that goes along with, because he's got the chalky mouth, and he's...
Has he got bandages on?
No.
Like,
no,
he, like,
his,
Yeah, I figured it's like with his hands suspended in traction.
And for those of you who have not heard him before, he's an excitable boy, as Warren Zevon was sure.
Energetic.
But he's got much more.
Right.
Energy is much more manic now.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't see like the bandages on his wrists or anything like that, or his hand in cast.
Coach Winters, listen to Joe Bugle.
That was so embarrassing. I felt sorry for the guy. I really did, because he had.
He had diarrhea
of the mouth. I'll tell you what. He just talks and talks and talks and really says nothing. You know what I mean? So you got to ignore people like that. Rub them off you.
Joe Bugle, obviously. See. As you guys want to finally give me some respect here? Come on.
What is he
doing? Yeah, what you did on the show last week was unbelievable.
George, we give you big credit for coming back playing Hurt.
Yeah, that was playing Hurt tonight, baby. I'm radio.
How did that go, Sonny? I mean, Sellers could come back to radio.
He's been on radio, I think.
Yes. Yeah, he did.
It's a compliment to people.
George, we give you big credit for coming back playing Hurt.
Yeah, that was playing Hurt tonight, baby. I'm radio.
How does that go, Sonny? I mean, Sellers could come back within a week, and it took George 6 weeks.
He had one cracked wrist. Mike Sellers, don't give that tough guy crap. That ain't going to fly, baby. Don't you start me, Riggins. All right, come on, Sonny. Why can't this team get any respect?
One cracked rib.
Oh, they struggle in every game. And it's a very difficult team to figure out.
George.
Because one week they play well, and the next week they don't. And
insightful, Sonny.
On it of how this team's going to come out and play week in and week out.
And we don't know who's going to play. This week, Santana Moss is hurt, but no one wants to talk about him being hurt. Ben, you were talking about Ben Roethlisberger. He's hurt, but no one wants to talk about him being hurt. What's the fake secret?
What he's doing is he's getting that fake energy. Because he's trying to overcompensate for the fact that really he's probably still feeling like...
And what I love is the fact that it sounds like he cannot feel his tongue. And he's doing his best to enunciate.
Yes,
but
you're getting a lot of... George is not a D's Dem and Dozer. And he's doing it and because he's probably having some trouble making the TH sound.
He's in a groove.
Great. You don't get extra credit. You earn it. And the only way you earn it in the NFL is the way these gentlemen earned it. You win the games. When you are 6-6 and you lose three straight, two of them at home.
Enough of Wilbon. Let's get back to High George.
That would be the
race. Curious George.
You're not going to get me to go around praising that team. You praise. It's real simple. You're critical when they lose. You praise when they win.
More George, please.
Praise for the Rams.
Simple.
You won't give me any praise.
6-6 on the season.
This is rookie quarterback.
This is exactly what they were supposed to do.
John, this time last week you were saying, hey, this guy Ryan Fitzpatrick could be the real deal. He could burn him out there in St. Louis.
I didn't say that.
You got some tape of that? I want to see it. Let me go look. I'll be back in 1 minute. I'm running down to the library right now. Let's see if we can find that from Riggins. It's got to be in there somewhere. Edit it together, Jeff.
Edit it together.
Come on. It's got to be in there somewhere.
The Redskins Report starts now.
I would like to apologize for anyone that took offense to anything last week.
Before you get started, we've taken a vote.
Yeah.
We want you to take this Oxycontin here.
Sonny, let me tell you something now. Do you know the trips I've seen this week? I was sweating real bad. I'm on a bedroom floor. This is personal, but I'll tell you anyway. I don't care. I'm taking drugs. I can get away with it. I'm on the floor Wednesday night, and I'm sweating real bad. And Pat's going, take your pajamas off, man. You're done. I said, I can't. Look at all these people watching.
George Michael, hi.
Speedy recovery, George.
Have a good trip.
You think you think he's going to be... When's he coming back to his regular sportscasting gig?
It says something to me about the constitution, no pun intended, of Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
The man must have the staying power when it comes to drugs of an elephant. Rush Limbaugh wasn't he buying like 300 of those a day?
He was eating so many of them. It was amazing. They're saying that might have been one of the reasons he had his hearing problems.
Yeah, but all I know is that when you would listen to him on the radio, besides the fact that he was going deaf,
he really had good afternoon. Hello, here I am.
He could still keep the thing going. I mean, you listen to George. God, George is a lightweight compared to Rush Limbaugh.
Well, technically, you're right about that.
I mean, there's no doubt that George is high. I mean, he's starting the Redskins show.
Well, he's a thin guy to start with, and he he probably lost some weight after the horse threw him.
Yeah. And he's discussing Pat, his wife,
right,
who he never discusses on TV.
Right.
Yes. And the fact that he's laying in his house in his pajamas.
With his cracked ribs and his broken wrist.
The Redskins Report starts now.
I would like to apologize for anyone that took offense to anything last week.
Before you get started, yeah, we've taken a vote. Yeah. We want you to take this Oxycontin here.
Sonny, I'm going to share it. Let me tell you something now. Do you know the trips I've seen this week? I was sweating real bad. I'm on a bedroom floor. This is personal, but I'll tell you anyway. I don't care. I'm taking drugs. I can get away with it. I'm on a floor Wednesday night, and I'm sweating real bad. And Pat's going, take your pajamas off, man. You're done. I said, I can't. Look at all these people watching.
The trips I've taken this week.
Huh? I think he edited out a lot from that story. That's what that scene was really like.
Pat walks in the room. George,
you know, George is on the floor.
He's always pretty. I predict he's doing this though. He's doing that thing. It's not a dance. The thing that Curly would do, and he would get on the floor.
He's like spinning around in a circle.
He would have one leg.
Like a pinwheel.
Yeah, he would have one leg out, one leg in.
A lot of profanity in there, too.
Oh,
come on, Pat.
He's got on a big cowboy hat.
Can't feel my effing leg.
His PJs.
His PJs. His horsey PJs.
With
Beat. King George.
He's got horse pajamas.
King George, if Channel 4 would give us the permission, we'd like to put the video up on our website because
I'm on the floor and Pat comes over. I'm on the floor and I got my special thoroughbred pajamas on. Every Triple Crown winner.
The video is even better because right, he's all over the place. And Rob is right that when they cut to a shot of Mike Wilbon, it's like everybody's looking at him like, he's really so high.
Yeah, it's interesting to see. I haven't seen it, so I'm just basing what I my opinion on hearing him. But he must. How does he look? Obviously they put the. Is he still orange? He's always orange, and as long as he's orange, I'm happy.
I would say that an ashen orange.
Yeah, really, not as orange.
He looks a little peaked.
Yeah. Well, in his case, that might mean he looks a little better.
Really?
A little grayer. He looks right, a little less orangey and a little more, almost a little more human-like.
Mm-hmm.
If that
mean less, less like Babylon 5 than he looked before?
Yeah, less Deep Space
Nine. Deep Space Nine, Star Trek.
Yes.
A compliment.
Yes. Yeah, it's a compliment.
He's an interesting-looking guy anyway.
Oh.
He's been an interesting-looking guy for 50 years.
Handsome is his handsome duck.
He is. When he was back on WABC, he was an interesting-looking guy.
Right. Yeah.
I bet he was an interesting-looking kid.
Well, I think, really, if you want to know for people around the country that have not seen George on TV, he might, as a kid, have looked, you take the green out, but he might have looked like that little Grinch. You know? Wow. Without the, without all the hair and without the...
Wow, the compliments.
Just keep coming.
You know, just when I thought it couldn't get any better. It does.
We could probably find a picture of him as a boy. I think Matthew Brady took it.
Right.
Between shots of Abe?
Exactly.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, on the Terry and JB situation?
Yes, sir.
I think Terry, JB, he altered his joke so he doesn't offend anybody, you know, any other races or anything, because it's a known fact that coming from the black community, you really don't play the dozen unless you're ready to fight.
Well, okay. Thank you for bringing the race card into this.
All right, set apart.
I'm sure that's exactly why JB screwed up the joke.
Yeah,
he was afraid of offending the 8 million rednecks that watch Fox NFL Sunday.
Yeah, and the whole culture of the NFL is, you throw those insults out there. They do that. They do that with the players. It's the locker room stuff.
It's guys.
Come on, JB, you got it. You got to fight back.
Pat comes in, and I'm wearing my Luke Perry 8.5-second PJs with the feet in them.
And I've made...
I'm trying to get to the commode.
I'm made everywhere.
I just couldn't do it. And I'm sweating. And I'm upset.
You, my bedroom is like the back of your SUV. Everywhere.
It's horrible, man.
I got a resolution on that for you.
Hey, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, the nation does get to see George Michael every Sunday night on the Sports Machine.
Yeah, the Sports Machine. Right.
Anybody who watches the Sports Machine.
And I saw him last night, and I was remarking that I think that was his first week back.
Okay, so if he did Sports Machine last night, that means he is back.
Maybe he's all the way back.
Okay, thank you.
Where are you calling from? What state?
Vermont.
Vermont, beautiful.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
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 For 3 days, I swore I was Jim Vance.
Okay, a break. We'll come back. Weekend talk, diarrhea in the car talk.
Yes.
Christmas talk, and some more great tapes, including very close to the very first show that Mike did with me almost 20 years ago. Or, well, as far as I can tell, 20 years ago today.
Back when I was using a duck call.
20 years ago today. Well, listen,
I don't think I did that on my own. I think somebody told me to use a duck call.
No, I think that's
Did somebody give me a duck call?
I think that's what you brought. As a matter of fact, when we had that original meeting with Smokey, I believe that you said, I think what the show really needs
is a high quality
duck call.
Well, I'm glad you remembered that.
and then you also said, you know what else needs is a guy with a snare drum. And a guy would like one of those horns,
right? Horn. Right.
That's right. You were.
And a guy with a very high pitched, crazy laugh, and a beard that goes to mass every day.
Yeah, 20 freaking years.
So little has changed.
20 freaking years. So much has changed, Buzz.
Right.
So much
That's
has
what
changed.
I meant.
Yes. So little has changed.
Yeah, and the world has just changed dramatically too. Look at the Mohawks without shaved heads.
There you go, back to the Mohawks.
Yeah, it's bothering me.
Don and Mike.
The hangout,
hey,
man.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Are you going to renew your vows today?
Yeah.
Yes. I thought we were waiting to go to Vegas to do that.
What's up?
You know that haircut's called a frohawk.
A frohawk?
Yeah, I actually had one. And watch out, too, because the mullet's coming back.
All right, Billy Ray, thanks for the call.
Yep.
Don't mind the mullet. I'll jump on that bandwagon.
Oh, that's okay.
Got to break, everybody, as we start the next, I don't want to say 20 years.
No.
As we start our next
chapter. 20 minutes.
Our next 20 minutes.
Chapter can be a page. Chapter can be a paragraph. Chapter can be a sentence.
We will start our next 20 minutes of broadcast mediocrity when we return.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. One day your woman left early. You had the whole house to yourself. She said, hey, let me get a little jerk before work. So you in the house getting your jerk on. Nice good jerk too. You know that ain't nobody in the house jerk. That's a good jerk. It ain't like that somebody in the next room jerk. That's a bad jerk. That's like, eh, who there? I'm talking about the good jerk, that nobody ain't home jerk. But you get the Vaseline ready, and you just look at your dick and go scream if you want to. No one's gonna hear.
The Don and Mike Show. Expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
Tells me that JB Sunday just called in.
Called me on the business line during the commercial break. And
wants to talk about the insults.
He's a very funny guy.
Okay.
Apologetic.
He's what?
He's apologetic about it.
Well, we just want him to keep using them. What do we say? We want our name still to be on the show.
Here's the thing with JB. You got to get the joke right. I mean, his chair's not on blocks. It's his house that's on blocks.
Hello.
JB, it's Don and Mike.
So what's going on? Yeah, what's going on?
Okay, so as always, like the rest of freaking America, we're watching Fox NFL Sunday. Bradshaw makes the joke about you eating as much as a moose. They come back from the piece with Moose and Muhammad, and you are going through the binder of jokes our listeners have sent you. The joke that was written down, JB, had to be something like this is coming from a man whose house is on blocks.
Was it chair on blocks?
Yeah, they had, it was written as chair on blocks, which I assume was just a play off of
house on blocks.
Right. Car on blocks.
All right. They're just making the
reference to his chair in the studio, but it did say chair, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
The question I've got for you, JB, is there's got to be some better stuff in there. And really, you know, because we're pulling for you to incorporate some of those real zingers. I think you got to go to the next level.
But listen,
And what I did, it's interesting because Howie, Terry, and Jimmy looked at me and said, JB, you got to burn them. I said, what do you mean burn them? Take a look at them.
I know, we heard it.
But Howie goes through all three or four pages. He says, JB, there's nothing in here. The best ones you've already used about, at least I don't go to a family reunion to find dates or
right.
The fact that you're.
Well, listen, I don't want to speak. JB. Please note, everybody, this would be the first time I'm going to throw Beth Ann under the bus.
Okay, right.
I do believe that it's possible.
She may have edited.
That some of the
choicer ones,
some of the more hard-hitting redneck jokes may not have worked their way to you. Rob?
I mean, James Brown, legendary broadcaster, we can give him the raw materials and he can do the editing.
Yeah, JB, no pressure. How about if we have Rob resend you whatever our listeners sent
I think
sent
if Rob us. If Rob punches something up, we can send you a sheet that'll stand alone. And it'll be TV-worthy, it'll be Terry-worthy, and it won't get anybody really mad, but it'll be quality.
Now, you know what? If it meets those three criteria, that would be outstanding because in defense of Beth Ann, she knows the tone and tenor that works for me, so I have no problems with that.
Right.
That's more of a blue crowd that I work with, so they probably need some stronger material, but you're right. But I just want to make sure that you guys knew that, one, I would never, ever throw you guys under the bus. Number two.
Thank you. Love to do with Beth Ann.
Yeah, and I did tell Rob, I said, Rob, tell Don and Mike what I will probably have to do is after the season, spend a little time in their comedic delivery seminars.
Yes.
You do a little better with that, so.
That's it. You know, and I think that this is salvageable, and I think it can work, and I think really, Rob knows you. He watches the broadcast every weekend, and we can put some stuff together that'll really work.
I love it. He says it's salvageable. You know what? And we're actually building toward bigger viewership time as we head toward the end of the season and season play. So you know what? This is outstanding. Let's do that.
Absolutely.
They think I put it to bed, put it to rest now, so we'll come back.
Good.
And JB, I know that you're a man of God and all that other stuff, and I respect that. But we may want to go to, with Terry, some of your mama jokes. Terry, your mama's so stupid.
Right.
You know, blah, blah, blah.
Something like that.
You know what I'm saying.
Don and Mike, but you all know that the only problem with that, if he were to come back at me with a mama joke, you know you don't tell a black man anything about his mama, you know?
I know. And then you get the
boom. Boy, that would be big news. A fistfight on the set of the NFL show.
Without a doubt. You know, and the interesting thing is, when I call your names out, I mean, everybody knows you guys, so it's awesome. You guys have got a legion of followers. I'm not even on the ground 2 minutes, and my BlackBerry is going off. You know, which was from my brother-in-law, Fred Johnson, he shoots me an email. I mean, gosh, let me give Don and Mike a call and let the guys know, hey, I'm willing to be worked with. So you guys think it's salvageable, we'll go at it.
We're gonna work overtime getting you some good
stuff.
We'll
get you some new stuff now that Beth Ann's out of here. Thank God. We'll have Rob send you this stuff.
You guys love her too, so.
We love her very much. We miss her a lot.
Right.
We'll have Rob send you the stuff, and let's not give up on this. And whatever you do, don't let that bald baboon get the best of you.
You know what? Consider this. Maybe what I will do is take a little series of retorts on tape from the two of you, and when it happens, I'm just going to push the button and play you guys. Consider that anyway.
Okay, well, any way that you want to make it work, we're going to make this thing work for you.
There's a lot of ways we can go. We can go on his intelligence level. We can go on his hairline. We can go on his ex-wives.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, for God's sakes, have you ever mentioned the fact that the guy's got his front two teeth knocked out?
Yes, we can go that route, too.
I know you've seen the famous pictures.
I just took one of those at him, and he got a real good reaction. By the way, I see a commercial coming out of this. There's no question about that.
That's good. That's a good thing. I'm excited about it. I really am.
I'm going to try to see if I can get you guys involved in the next series of promos we do. That'll be great.
Yeah, because somebody's got to be looking out for you, to quote Bill O'Reilly.
I appreciate it, too. I really do.
All right, JB.
Thanks, JB.
We'll see you very soon.
You guys have a good evening.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, JB. Bye. Bye-bye.
When we send him the revamped insult, I think at home I have a copy of Terry Bradshaw's Country LP. Wouldn't it be great if he just whipped that out?
You know what?
Or,
visual aid. Or hold on a second. And you know how you get that? You got to have eye sex. He's been in, like, the Cannonball Run movies.
Right.
What you do is get his, like, cameo where he thinks he's being an actor.
Right.
And all JB has to say is, let's roll the tape.
Let's roll the tape. Well, Terry, every time Terry insults me, we're going to go to the videotape. Let's see Terry back. And how about some of his commercials?
Yeah.
Let them do the speaking. I mean, you could go to Pittsburgh. I'm sure he did local TV commercials in Pittsburgh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know who was his sidekick in Cannonball Run?
Who?
Is the aforementioned Mel Tillis. Okay. They were in the car together.
Jimmy Johnson.
Okay. There are a world of possibilities.
Some things never change. We're playing the tape from 20 years ago on our show, where we're climbing in the prostate of Steve Doocy, who at the time was a local Channel 4 guy. Here we are 20 years later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, climbing, I mean, the venue's changed, but...
Climbing into the prostate, albeit of a much bigger television person, a much bigger TV stage.
Right.
But nothing's changed. They're still on TV. We're still sucking away. And I don't mean like the show suck. I mean, like, literally, Mike and I are just... Oh, JB...
Yeah, we're still calling each other when our names get mentioned on TV.
You hear it?
Of course, we had a point of discussion about it yesterday.
I said, hear it? I've got a T-bone.
Come in here and hear our names mentioned ever so briefly, almost under the breath. Hey, don't know, Mike. Ah, here's the insult today. Yeah. And we were like,
I can top that on the pathetic scale.
Yes.
That I call out to Minnesota. Talk to Amy about 12:30, and I call under the guise of just I'm going because I've already talked to her, but I have some Christmas related questions.
Are you fishing a little bit?
Of course I am, and I go and I've got it queued up, TiVo, and it's queued up right to the spot, and I say, so what are you doing? She says, oh, you know, we're going to go shopping today, and my son-in-law took my grandson to the Vikings game yesterday in Minnesota.
Oh, cool, very cool.
And I said, oh, so you're not watching the Fox show, are you? She said, no, we're not watching any TV. I said, oh, James Brown just said something about us. Oh, that's, I'd like to hear that. I said, oh, great, hold on a second.
Just half
I swear to God. I take the phone, and I hold it up to the surround sound of the center speaker.
Right.
And it turned the goddamn thing on, and it sounds like this.
All right, Terry Bradshaw probably has a pet moose down on the farm, but today he sits down with...
So she listens to this for like 45 seconds.
Probably can't hear it over the
which
phone.
Which just has to sound like... It's like, I'm not even good. Did you hear that? You hear that?
Very cool, huh?
She said, I didn't hear anything. And by that time, the other line is ringing, and it's my friend Tom. And I realize that everybody's now calling.
Right.
Because JB said our names on TV.
Sure.
So I say to Amy, to my daughter, listen, I have to go. The other line is ringing. I'll see you later. Bye, bye, sweetie.
Because you didn't get any fishing, right?
No. So I do that, I think I go, hello? And it's Mike. I say, yes, yeah, it's Tom. Say, were you watching Fox NFL Sunday?
Did you say, no, I wasn't.
I said, I was watching the ESPN show. He says, it's the damnedest thing. Right out of the blue, they were talking about you guys. I said,
watching the ESPN show.
I said, you're effing me.
You T-voted and played it for your daughter. That is, it is exciting. It is definitely the national stage on Sunday for all football fans.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the show. It's very, very cool.
Thank you, JB. Oh, now, this is our 20th anniversary. We did play it. Yes, today is it.
Right.
And this is the anniversary show, incidentally. This is it.
Nice.
It's dick. I know, but it's what it is. After 20 years, this is what it's come to. We were mocked at first. Because we had an anniversary show every year that we managed to do the show without getting fired. It landed, it crashed and it burned the year that we gave away combs during a snowstorm at our fifth anniversary at a bar in Washington, D.C.
I remember a fat guy with tissues in his folds of fat, tissues in his butt crack.
Yeah, that was the
gift. So he wouldn't chafe.
That was the gift the station gave us. What they did was they brought up like an 800-pound...
Stripper.
400-pound...
A strippogram.
Fat strip guy.
Uh-huh.
And he got up on stage and he pulled his butt open and written inside was happy 5th anniversary, Don and Mike.
Yeah, and because I guess to prevent chafing, he had like whole pieces of tissue paper in there.
Well, at least they didn't commission a song in your honor.
Oh, yeah, they did that one year. You're right. You got a good... Boy, you know what? For having not worked with us, then, you know an awful lot more about the show than we do.
Give me three more years, and I'll have the history reflect that I've been here the whole time.
So, we don't have anniversary parties anymore, because, what the hell? You know, I mean, so we've been here. We went through the 10th, and we went through the 15th, and now it's...
Did we do anything for the 10th?
We did nothing.
Did we do anything for the 15th?
We did nothing.
But it's an amazing accomplishment that two people could work together for that period of time and stay employed.
Yes, and could I also mention we have had just a saison of success.
Yeah, a little.
That we have been on top of the spaghetti heap, on the top meatball.
Sure,
you know what I'm saying.
Right.
On top of Old Smoky. Mm-hmm. What was that?
On top of spaghetti.
That was it. Yeah. On top of spaghetti, well, all covered with cheese.
It has been 20 years, and I just want to tell you, after 20 years, I really think you're really good.
Well,
I think you're really, really good.
That's very nice.
I really do.
You made him spit his beverage, but I think
after
you appreciate it.
20 years, I can still do that, so that makes me happy. You are really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe do a spit.
Beach there. Over.
We'll be right back. Stay right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And why doesn't the press search harder when it involves pro-lifers? They certainly do when it's pro-choicers.
It's like King of Back. We back?
Yep.
If this Green Bay, or next is Green Bay. I lost it there for a minute.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the best of Don and Mike.
The season premiere of How About That? Now, I don't even understand the concept of this, except it's Tulsa-rama?
It's the 100th, the centennial, the 100th anniversary of the city of Tulsa.
Wow.
And 50 years ago, they buried a brand new Plymouth automobile, and they're going to unbury it. And their website is buriedcar.com.
All right, Robbie, thank you.
No problem.
And Mike, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right, let me just get myself into... Get myself into How About That shape on a good-looking Tuesday, everybody.
Hi, Double H. House is 100.
19 before the hour. Hey, how about that bad monkey, everybody? There's a bad monkey climbing all over New York City. All right, Buzz, I believe we're ready for your true duck show.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, Don and Mike present How About That. Now, here are your hosts, Don and Mike.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another fantastic award-winning season of the Peabody Award-winning Don and Mike. How about that?
Don't forget to mention our Marconi. We won one of those, too.
And don't forget, after our show tonight, our own logo, Mark Coney. Mark's a great young broadcaster. He'll be on tonight discussing legalizing marijuana. His guest, of course, will be Senator Joseph Ardinger.
Joseph Ardinger, a renowned expert on the subject of legalizing the wacky tobacco, and he'll have all your questions and everything you've come to expect from another Mark Coney show.
Senator Joseph. Tonight, from the great state of Vermont, joining us now on telephone as we get ready for an interview is a guy from Tulsa, Oklahoma. How about that Tulsa, huh?
Tulsa is going to be 100 years old. Isn't that amazing? They call that, I believe, the centennial.
What's the fellow's name?
It's a lady, Sharon King Davis.
Excuse me, how about that? It's a lady. Hello there, Sharon. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Nobody.
Before we get into this, Sharon, I've got to ask you, do you have one of those hyphenated names where you kept your maiden and took on your married?
I kept my maiden name, took on my married, but I did not hyphen it because my last name is Davis.
Oh, your last name is Davis.
How about that?
Wonderful. Like, Sharon King Davis.
Like,
yeah, we
Sammy.
Can get the whole grammatical thing of that, but I'd rather talk centennial.
Centennial time.
Sammy Davis.
Sammy Davis.
Hey, was Sammy Davis ever in Tulsa?
I do not believe he was.
How about that?
Isn't that something? I would have loved to see Sammy Davis perform in that city. I guess he didn't get his way down there, huh?
Actually, I saw him perform in Denver, and he was an incredible performer.
What a talent. Yes, let's give Sammy Davis Jr. a round of applause.
And if I could tell you something about Sammy, but I haven't known for a long time. We call him Old Glass Eye.
Yeah.
Glass Eye. How about this? He had a marble in one of his eyes.
Isn't that something? Yes, car accident, I believe. Knocked that old eye out. And Sammy will be missed. No longer with us, unfortunately. We're talking about him like he might still be alive.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's what we're discussing with Sharon King and Davis. She's something. And Tulsa's something.
How about that? I understand they buried a car.
Buried a car?
Wow, how about that?
Yes, actually, it was for Oakland Centennial. The state of Oklahoma was 100 years.
Not just, it says, there's our research department again, throwing us one of those wacky curveballs. How about
I'll
that?
I'll just help you along here. Don't you worry.
That's all right. We're here to serve.
Sharon, can you tell us exactly what a sooner is?
A sooneroo?
A sooner. A sooner, as in the Oklahoma sooner.
Oh, of course I can tell you. Well, first of all, there's dyed-in-the-wool Oklahomans that crossed over that land run before, sooner than when the gun went off.
Isn't that something?
So you buried a car.
How about that?
How the heck are you going to be digging that baby up?
Absolutely. It's been in the ground for almost 50 years.
How are you going to be doing that?
Are you going to, excavate it with a big bulldozer and, one of those big diggers?
Well, we're working on that. We're trying to find right now everything that the people in 1957 promised that the people of 2007 would do.
Isn't that
And then we will go after that automobile, but we're finding out.
How about that?
How about the fact that the people in 1957 didn't know that much about putting a car underground for 50 years? They put it in a vault and didn't even particularly seal it that well. So we don't know if we'll have to
Isn't that something?
So you mean that the car's interior could be full of maggots and...
Could it be just a big pile of corroded automobile metal?
We don't know if we scoop it out or lift it out.
Wouldn't that be something?
That's one of our things that we're working on.
I'll tell you something here on the Don and Mike Show. I can break in for a second.
Sure, go right ahead.
How about this? We love everybody, straight folk and Oklahomos.
Have you
heard that one before?
I don't believe I have.
Here's a question for you. Do you allow the homosexuals to live in Oklahoma?
I'm sure we must. I don't know of any law that says they have
well,
to
leave.
Here's another question for you. Is the corn as high, really, as an elephant's eye?
It is, my friend.
How about that?
Isn't that something?
Now, you have to go to the western part, but now I'm in the northeastern part of the state.
O-K-L-A-H-O-M-A.
Oklahoma, okay.
Isn't that something? I buried a box of dimes in my front yard last week.
How are they? Did you dig them up yet?
Not yet.
How about that? Isn't that something?
He hasn't needed them yet, right?
So you don't have a lot of homosexual in Oklahoma, huh?
Well, I'm not sure.
How about that homosexuality?
Isn't that something? That seems to be what everybody's talking about. The young people, the old people, everybody's talking about
that. Well, we're talking here in Oklahoma about all these celebrations we're going to have for Centennial and the fact...
Will Pride Parade be part of the Centennial celebration?
There is a gay Pride Parade in Tulsa.
How about that?
Isn't that something? I think that deserves a round of applause. The Oklahoma Parade. Hello?
Yes.
So we're talking about the Centennial, are we?
Yeah, well, I thought we were.
Of course we were.
Okay.
With hugging with Sharon King Davis.
How many people are you expecting?
Oh, gazillions of people. And honestly, let me tell you one thing very seriously. We have had inquiries from all over this world about the car.
About Oklahoma.
It's just fast.
Who's your governor?
Brad Henry.
Leave it, man.
Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Democrat. How about that? You blue state or red state?
We are a...
I'm wearing red suspenders right now.
Oh, are you?
Yes, I am. How about
mine? Mine are just black.
Just
well,
black.
We are a good state here in Oklahoma.
Speaking of black, Jesse Jackson will be my guest next week. News Hour with Aaron Brown is coming up. 360, Anderson Cooper 360.
I think they canceled News Hour with Aaron Brown.
That's right, he's gone. It's Anderson Cooper 360, pretty boy with the gray hair.
Do you have a lot of blacks living in Oklahoma? Is it predominantly white?
We do have black people. We have yellow, red, white.
Really? What do you eat? What do you eat in Tulsa? What's good to eat? What's your favorite chow? What are you known for? Barbecue? You got a lot of barbecue there?
Barbecue. We have good Mexican food.
You like the King Kong? Have you seen the King Kong?
I have not.
He's a big crazy monkey. How about that? He goes nuts.
I have not seen the new one, but
you don't get a lot of live theater. Do people go to movies a lot in Tulsa?
And we have live theater.
You got Oral Roberts.
Hey, we're out of the teepees here in Tulsa.
Yeah. Out of the teepees.
A lot of...
you're doing like an Indian thing.
We're Indian territory.
You got a lot of evangelists, don't you?
We do have quite a few in Tulsa.
Yeah. Who's your favorite?
It sounds like you all might need some evangelizing.
Who's your favorite evangelist?
Oh, I don't know that I have necessarily a favorite.
I'll tell you who I like. He makes a lot of sense.
Who?
Pat Robertson.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
He was just talking about Sharon. I want to just say that... you ever see an alien...
Well, it may be Pat Robertson as the alien that I have seen.
I seen one the other night.
You did?
Of course, it might have been my Viagra. My wife, Sean King, said, Larry, have you taken your blue pill? I said, not yet. I got to talk to a lady in Tulsa about Tulsa-rama.
Are they going to have rides? Is the Tulsa-rama a ride? Is
no,
it a big,
it
like,
not...
ride, like a coaster?
Tulsa-rama was actually the event that they had in 57 when they buried the car.
You got desserts? Do you have gooey...
Ours will be a blast from the past.
You have gooey desserts?
We'll have wonderful things.
What is some of your desserts? I like sweets. I like the sweet. Not too sticky, but I like the sweet.
Oh, we've got lots of sweet stuff in Oklahoma.
I like the...
Do you have, how's your weather?
Do you even know about a 1957 Plymouth?
Sure, I was around, I was 25.
Well, what do you remember about it?
I'll tell you what I remember. I
drove a Chrysler.
I remember a young pilot in California in the back seat. 1958 Pontiac.
It had big back seats.
Her name was Angie Dickinson.
She was a red hot pistol packing mama.
Do you remember Angie Dickinson?
Of course.
Yeah, she was a good gal. Tornadoes, they're bad, right?
They are.
Do you hate them?
I don't.
They certainly destroy a lot of property.
I certainly have a heavy respect for them.
We're talking about homosexuality in Oklahoma.
We are not.
Tulsa-rama. We've got Tulsa-rama.
We're talking about unearthing our 1957 Plymouth.
We're speaking with the cotton queen of Tulsa, Sharon King Davis. Sharon, do they have popcorn at your festival?
Well, of course.
Something. You know, the thing about popcorn, the thing about all those sugary sweets, is that you get them up in your teeth, and then you go, isn't this something? How the heck am I going to get these kernels out from in between my teeth? You ever have that problem, darling?
Occasionally.
A funnel cloud took Dorothy to Oz, right?
It's not Kansas anymore. It's Oklahoma.
Oh, that's right. It's Oklahoma. She was in Kansas.
Can you tell me something?
It's a heck of a movie.
Every time I watch that movie, The Wizard of Oz, how about him? It's in black and white, and then crazily goes color halfway through. How about that?
That is something.
Do you like the black and white?
I love black and white movies.
I like both. The color... and the black and white.
I enjoy the good old movies. We have good movies that have been made here in Oklahoma.
Do you like the sticky?
The sticky popcorn?
Do you like the sticky?
The sticky popcorn is good.
Sticky anything.
Who's your favorite villain in Oz? Do you like the Tin Man or the Scarecrow?
He was a villain.
Huh?
He was not a villain.
Right. Right. Can you rephrase that?
You were watching.
Can you rephrase that?
I said, I don't know what movie you were watching.
Who's the one that... I like the Cowardly Lion. He was scary, but fun.
That's right.
And he had a quail.
At the carnival.
It was a breeze.
At the carnival?
Yes.
At the carnival. I like the creepy haunted house. How about you? You have haunted houses there in Tulsa?
No, not in Tulsa. We have too many evangelists.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yes, yeah, so let me see. You don't allow blacks. You don't allow homosexuals.
I think the whole thing's for the birds.
Jackie. about that? I guess it's Jackie Stallone. Jackie, tell me something.
Yeah.
Do you got any hair underneath that rag?
No, but I'm married to a doctor.
About
hey, Sharon.
Yes.
How long is your festival? How long is it going to go on?
We actually have a year-long festival from November.
Well, too long. That's for the birds.
Dude, hey. We've got so much happening around this state. It's going to be wonderful.
How about this? The Ride with McBride coming up shortly. If you've got a problem with your eyewear, you'll want to tune in to Beth Ann McBride. Isn't she something? What's your website there, sweetheart, for the Tulsa-rama?
We have OklahomaCentennial.com.
Could you sing a little Oklahoma for us, Sharon?
Hey, I could, but let me tell you one other website you might be interested in.
All right.
BuriedCar.com.
BuriedCar.com. Sing the song.
Sing.
Well, we have Oklahoma where the wind comes sweeping down the plains.
It's
and
bad.
The wave and wheat. It sure smells sweet.
That's bad.
See, you know that.
You're
you know
a
what?
Very
you probably don't know where
singer.
We are, but you can sing our state song.
You're bad.
There you go.
You're not good.
Not yeah, good. But,
singing,
but we appreciate the singing.
Singing is not your strong suit. I'll tell
obviously,
you.
It's not your first job as a singer.
It is unearthing automobiles.
Unearthing automobiles.
That's in right. June of 2000.
So tell me something. How many homosexuals did you put into the trunk of the car when you buried it in 1958?
Devin couldn't tell you.
You got a lot of good hotels in Tulsa?
We have beautiful hotels.
They have good breakfasts?
Sure.
What's the best?
The best hotel breakfast?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
Marty, my brother, and I never can get a good breakfast. Only one time when we went to Israel.
Did you get a good breakfast?
Delicious.
Lox and bagels.
No.
Funnel cakes clog my arteries.
Do you sell more cigarettes there?
A lot of them that are sold here.
No, the brand more.
The brand more.
The brand more.
They're dark. They don't have. They look like a small cigar, but they're cigarettes.
What about American Spirit made by Indians? You mentioned Indians, right? How about those Indians?
Dude, we have a lot of Indian smoke shops.
How about those Indians? It was.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? I got to catch up.
We went to them and we said, here, give us a quarter. And they gave us the Brooklyn Bridge. How about those Indians, huh?
Sharon, do you have a state bird?
We do. It's the scissor-tail flycatcher.
I'd like to dance by moonlight.
I'd like to eat that bird.
You would.
How about that?
A scissor-tail
something? A barbecued scissor-tail bird? Oh, is that kosher?
Scissor-tail flycatcher.
A scissor-tail flycatcher sounds more like an insect.
No, it's a beautiful bird.
Happy birthday, Sandy Koufax.
Yes, Sandy happy Koufax. Birthday, Oklahoma. Thank you, gentlemen, so much.
Where are you going?
Well, I'm headed off.
Where are you going tonight? Where are you going to have dinner? You going to eat at home?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm not. We're headed out this evening, but I'm going to go check on this buried car.
Have a steak.
You go.
Well, thanks, Sharon King Gables, for being on the show with us. Her website is buriedcar.com. How about that in Tulsa, Oklahoma? Can you hold on a moment, Sharon, to talk to one of our producers?
Certainly.
In the post-interview.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Hold on just a moment. Now. 4 minutes before the hour. Tulsa, it's a slut. It's spelled backwards.
They had a good time. I hope you had a good time, too.
That's the best.
And good luck with your buried car. Anything big,
that's true, Mike. Tulsa,
thank you.
Spelled backwards, is a slut.
Rob, how did she find the interview?
I think she tired of it towards the end.
I disagree.
I can't imagine why.
I know that we were kind of in and out of it, but what was the score?
It was fun and interesting keeping score because it was neck and neck right up until Larry King appeared. So the final score, as it ended up, Mike had 16 Isn't That Somethings and How About That? Don had 29.
Congratulations. Wow. You know what,
Dustin?
That is your focus as a broadcaster.
Right.
Focus that when we went to Larry King, I lost. I lost. I commit too much to the character. I love doing. I don't like the sticky. I just can't help myself.
Do you like the sticky?
Tulsa.
A slut. A-S-L-U-T. Tulsa, backwards. Also, Avion, backwards, naive.
True.
Ooh, you know what that tells you? They're just going out in the backyard, turning on someone's spigot, right. Filling the bottles up.
Mm.
Scary. That's what they're doing.
Very, very scary. And Tulsa, a town we went to, where you jumped on a car.
It was the best show ever. It was. On the Pontiac 3000.
On the hood of the car. You couldn't see the dents until you were up in the hotel room and you looked down in the parking lot.
Yes.
You saw he'd been dancing on top of the car.
Don and Mike show historians will remember that when Oral Roberts said he was going to be called back to his maker right. and die on a certain date, we went down to watch it. And he didn't die.
No, he didn't.
I guess not. I guess now is Judge Areola, who wants to be the new Supreme Court Justice.
Oh, we know.
Right. Like I said, Areola.
Areola.
Judge, welcome to the show. Glad you're having a good time.
Thanks so much, Judge. Are you looking forward to your confirmation hearings? Thank you.
Do you have anything of consequence to say, sir?
Very funny.
I didn't think it was funny.
That's not strictly true.
Well, Judge, you're very ambiguous. What do you really think?
We don't need to waste no time speculating on his case or feeling sorry for him.
Hey, you sound younger there.
No, I don't think we'd take too kindly to being arrested, mister.
What the hell are you talking about, Judge Areola?
Foreman Drover, New Mexico, eh?
Who does your hair?
Get on your horse.
Do you paint your bald spot?
You ought to know something about these cases. You do, don't you?
Yes,
seems to be the idea.
He seems to be going very old to very young.
You get old, you get young. Why?
I'm just ruminating for information.
Sounds like a boy.
But I'll decide this one.
He's an old man.
All right, let's go to break. Because, you know, otherwise...
Look, kid, the border's over yonder just 60 miles. We'll light out. We'll join you.
You're young again.
I'm kind of gay.
If this is true, you have my sympathy.
He's old dead.
Maybe I'm not so inclined.
He's old dead, too.
Oh, well, this is the way...
Wow, he's nothing but old there. Old everywhere.
She has something to do.
He's very old there. Yeah, where's he? Now I can't find the place where he's young.
The government never gave anybody anything.
He's old there, too.
I come close to killing you a couple of times when we were younger.
I guess we're never going to find a young judge again. Not Judge Reinhold.
Judge Ryan, judge for the defense.
He's good in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
You know, when they go in the bathroom, they got something spray painted on the wall there.
Mm-hmm. Eat big, hairy.
How about that?
Young fella, yeah. If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Okay.
Oh. Man, you're real old there. Good luck, Judge.
Well, there you go. The season's premiere of How About That.
Best ever.
The only thing that stopped us from going into E2E is the fact that we've got an E2E scheduled today.
Yeah, because you've demanded it.
And Mike doesn't mean me. He means, no, he's looking at me, he means you, our listeners.
The listeners have been clamoring for it.
Yes.
I believe the young boy is back.
All right, Buster, what do you do?
Well, he's old there.
Medium.
This is the tape where he was young.
Pretty young for that, aren't you?
That's old.
Yes, but he said young.
I can hear. You don't have to shout. What do you want?
He's really old. Come on, Judge. What the frick is up here?
Show him the way, dude.
All right. One more and then we're out of here. We'll go to break.
It's a responsibility.
What? The responsibility?
This is going to hurt. Here's something to bite on.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I mean, if I made another dessert, we could eat the pies tomorrow, couldn't we?
Don't you like pie?
Well, I love pie. I just wanted to cook something for Robbie. Something special.
Like what?
Custard.
Custard? For Robbie?
Well, I'll clean up afterwards.
Robbie hates custard.
Well, you must be thinking of one of the other boys. Robbie loves custard.
I'm thinking of the Robbie with the blue eyes and the light brown hair who just came back from a honeymoon. That one hates custard.
Well, I'll make it. You just wait and see.
The Don and Mike Show. Haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
Shut the F up. Are you a prostitute?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I got Beth Ann on the radio again if you want to hear it.
Oh, yes, please.
Please. Here you go.
McDonald's for a burger where he was arrested. He just needed the money for...
Okay, now it's Beth Ann really doing her show.
Like that. We talked yesterday about North Carolina being number four for highway safety. Well, we are in the top five when it comes to North Carolina universities, ranked in the top 50 best values in the United States. Five of our North Carolina universities ranked in the top 50 among public colleges across the country.
This is our dear sweet BA.
Kiplinger's magazine. The University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, ranked first for the fifth straight year in a row.
This is the kind of freedom she was looking for.
At 28th, UNC Wilmington at 32nd.
Oh my gosh.
UNC at 33rd. And UNC Asheville at 50. I think that's a great school. It's a beautiful area.
And, oh, Beth Ann.
Kind of artsy and yet still small, and yet you have all the advantages.
This is her live on the air right now. She's doing that. This is the real her.
North Carolina, the North Carolina Commerce Department has released the official travel and golf guides.
Why doesn't she talk about how she's been celibate for 12 years?
Man, that's some good stuff, ain't it?
She's reading travel blogs.
Hey, let it roll. I want to hear her say her name.
You've got it.
Attractions, including highlighting the state's wineries and vineyards, and about 4,000 accommodations. It's 56 pages.
You always like hearing what someone left you for, right? You know,
golf courses open to the public, and it also features what they call the Dream 18, and that's a listing.
Nice, she left to fulfill a dream.
State, you can get yours free by calling 1-800-VISIT-NORTH-CAROLINA, and of course, everybody has a website, just like Dr. Greg Temus. So for your golf guide, you can go to
any
welcome center in the state as you're traveling around.
Come on, where'd she say her name?
We have these tickets we want to give away to see the Bobcats play the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bobcats at home on Friday, which is Friday the 13th, kind of scary, this Friday night at 7:30.
God, I love her, but she's so bad.
We will take caller 7 right now, and the number is 777-1600-800-642-0060, star 60 on your Alltel cellular phone. We'll start taking
maybe she'll give the number
calls
again
right now for those Bobcats tickets. And Men's Health magazine asked guys what female occupation inspires the most fantasies. Guy said nurse at number one, teacher at number two, executive.
Oh, Beth Ann, she learned nothing working on this show.
Dental hygienist was down the line for dental hygienist.
Hmm.
So let's see who we have on the line right here.
She doesn't sound happy.
We're getting it on the line. We're just going to ask you.
She does.
She's living the dream, Mike.
Answer honestly.
She's got to be.
And we're going to fill in the blank. Fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank.
Uh-oh.
And again, you got to be able to go on Friday to see the Bobcats play the Bucks.
Give out the phone number again. I'll call.
So we make sure these tickets get used.
Is she waiting for the call now?
Fill in the
blank.
I think so. Fill in the blank. Let's see. Let's go. Ooh, caller. Okay. We got Jack. Hello.
Hey there.
Hey, Jack. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Now, are you sure you can go see the Bobcats on Friday?
Absolutely.
Okay, she's getting callers.
We're going to be at the Charlotte Bobcats Arena, 7:30. You've got a pair of tickets, upper level. This is easy. I hope you've been listening. I just had a guest in the studio.
Hey, oh, Beth Ann.
If you can tell me his name.
It's Dr.
Penis. Dr. Greg Penis. Jack.
Dr. Penis.
Terrific.
Good job. Thank you so much. Just stay on the line, and Jim will tell you.
Beth Ann.
You got to come back to us, Beth Ann.
Thank you. Going to put him on hold. Don't want to hang up. I always hang up on people. Always hang up. The doctors, thank goodness, have given Vice President Dick Cheney a clean bill of health.
Oh, she's moved right on to her next topic.
But here's the Republican agenda.
Washington Hospital. Early yesterday, he was experiencing a shortness of breath, and he was released 4.5 hours later. Doctors say the vice president was retaining fluid because...
Do you believe this is the same Beth Ann that used to get on here and piss you off, Mike, and talk when you talk?
Wow.
He needed to use a cane on Friday, so that's good news, because that's kind of
listening
scary
to a different person.
They're a good team. They're a good team, those two, so I'm glad...
This is bumming me out.
She's saying that Bush and Cheney are a good team.
It will be Money Matters with John and Gibb. On Thursday, the great Al Roker will be on the show.
Oh.
And on Friday,
we're going to save some of her phone numbers.
Wilson from the Forsyth Humane Society. And I do believe that Rex will be bringing someone who's looking for home. And maybe that too, if you're thinking about a pet.
Dog's on the radio. Oh, my.
He's going to have somebody that...
I feel as guilty as I did laughing at those Dick Clark tapes.
They are so making fun of you.
Who's that?
They're listening.
They're listening right now?
Yes, I'm
out. I'm out my way. Okay, this is why I said it's going to be a very unusual day.
Now that they know we know, why don't they stop being chickens and just pick up the phone and call us?
First of all,
because the request line was busy.
Talking about is the show that I came from in Washington, D.C., the Dynamite Show, which I mentioned on my first day. Very different show. It's their show. They're so great. They make millions of dollars a year. They've been doing it together for 20 years. A great team. Anyway, apparently they want to check in on me, see how I'm doing. They're listening, and they know how I'm doing, so don't bother to call. Maybe that's them calling right now, but we got to go into a break. It's going to be interesting. CBS Market Watch is on the way.
What's going on?
WSJF.
Idea.
Right. There you go. Call them up.
All right. We're trying.
Hey, way to go. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Thanks. Keep talking smack. You got to get on the horn with us.
All right.
All right. Yeah. All
right. Yeah, get on the Beth Ann horn.
Was that some dumb caller saying to her?
Yeah, I guess somebody hip. No, I think it was the guy that was in, like, her producer or something like that.
It was Dr. Peanut.
It sounded like, didn't it sound like somebody coming into the studio?
I think so.
It's hard to tell when you're on the phone listening.
Oh, Beth Ann. Dear sweet Beth Ann.
I've got line 5 is on hold. It's already on hold down there.
All right.
Oh, okay.
The guy picked up and I said, Beth Ann there? And he said, hold, please.
All right, Rob, would you go sit on line 5 and see if you can find her during the commercial break?
That'd be great.
Maybe we can talk to her. Okay.
Hello? Wow.
All right, well, let us know.
Are we still on hold?
Yeah, it's the market watch.
All right, sure.
Let us know what you
We must have contact.
We must.
was she really talking about somebody bringing in a dog?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, she was.
Was that like an adopt-a-pet? Later in the week, yes, an adoption.
Mm-hmm. Let me mention
Friday's child. Right.
Our website, dynamitewebsite.com. Buzz, if you will go there right now.
Got it.
We have a couple of pictures. Let me see the first picture. Hold on. Before you show Mike, well, everybody see the pictures of Arnold's face. There's a picture of Arnold with all of the stitches in his lip.
Right.
From getting in the motorcycle accident.
Right.
And the motorcycle, incidentally, if you've seen the video of him with his kid, it's military looking.
Right.
And even though it's obviously like U.S. Army issue.
Right.
Somehow he brings a Nazi look to it. You've got to see the video.
Wait, here's what you need to know about that. He doesn't have a motorcycle license. He doesn't have the motorcycle endorsement on his California driver's license. But for some reason, he has a permit for a sidecar.
The sidecar, like they had when they were sending messages in World War II.
Exactly.
This is my sidecar that I'll be driving along with, and all that thing and good stuff.
Where's my grid for that thing, do you know? Because I can only find this.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
It's on the side piece.
Like, oh, okay, all right, hold on, because here's a tape of Arnold.
He has a permit for a sidecar? What, just the sidecar?
Apparently, he can drive a vehicle with a sidecar. It's very confusing.
Not to get this all back to Batman and Robin again,
right?
But it's very much like the Bat Cycle.
Yes. The Bat Cycle.
Right.
Now, here is Arnold talking about his split lip.
Not what normally happens when you see someone in Hollywood with swollen lips. It's collagen shots, but I mean, this is not what it is. There's no plastic surgery or anything like that. It's just simply an accident with the motorcycle.
An accident. I had that accident.
So you got that picture if you go to today's steaming show log at donandmikewebsite.com, and then also Britney Spears. Jesus Christ, this is a beautiful girl, and what this is she has totally let herself go after the baby,
as I predicted.
Mm-hmm. She is wearing clothes that she would have worn before she had the baby.
Right.
She's wearing like a shorty short on up on top, and she's got the tight little shorts on her ass.
Would have been fine before.
And she's just big and pimply and fat. And anyway, that picture is up on our website as well. Hold on.
She does not look strong
Very
in that
tragic.
Picture.
Very tragic.
And, you know, Hollywood's famous for those women that have a kid and then bingo 6 weeks later.
Yeah, they're
back to normal. In fact, better.
Mm-hmm. Could I just have 1 minute and 4 seconds from myself?
But our frequency here in Washington is 106.7.
Well, the tape that I have that I've been waiting to play, it's a minute and 4 seconds.
Very good.
Ah.
It's a tape from the Critics' Choice Awards.
Right.
Oh, hold on.
Hi, Beth Ann, it's Rob. I've called on behalf of Don and Mike. Will you have a moment to speak to them? This is how I do. Would you like to talk to them, or are you going to be rude now because you have your own show?
Well, Rob has obviously gotten through to Beth Ann.
No, I'm
on the air or not. Rob, are you on the air or off?
I'm on the air. We're on the air.
How's it going?
Are you on the air? Yeah, he says, yeah, he's on the air.
Hold on.
Yeah, well, a little bit. When does the dog come in? Oh, that'll be good. Can you hold on for Dr. Okay, thank you. When you hear voices, you're going to be on the radio.
Okay, shut up.
But on another radio.
I think she knows.
Okay.
She sounds a bit flustered.
Okay, all right. Now is she?
She's on line five.
On line five? Okay, let's see her. Here's ABA.
I even get the little noise, do I?
Hey, we're simulcasting now.
We got some guy down there who was listening to our show on the internet, and we heard your show.
Yeah.
And
you heard the doctor, the eye doctor.
It wasn't he great?
He was wonderful.
Oh, Greg Temus of the Temus Eye Center.
The Temus Eye Center.
And then we heard you talking about those wonderful Carolina statistics.
Yeah. You know, guys, I never said I was you.
No, we love you, Beth Ann. We call because we miss you.
Yeah.
Right.
And I agree with you. Bush and Cheney make a great team.
We agree. We agree with that 100%.
Always
you know
have.
That's the politics of this show.
I agree with you. So what are you doing on your show besides having Dr. Penis on?
Did you dump that?
Okay.
Isn't that his name?
Just did.
No, it was Dr. Temus with the T.
Oh, Temus. I'm sorry. It must have been the bad connection.
Who's the young roughie? Who's your sidekick?
That would be me.
That would be Jim.
Okay, Jim, for the purposes of the rest of this conversation, please shut up.
Yeah, but you don't realize I control all the buttons here. Yeah. I can take
Hey, Beth Ann, tell that guy to F off. I don't have time to listen to some small time.
Okay, Don.
Yes.
Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Hi, Buzz is here, too. Rob's here. We're all here.
Hi, John.
John's in the back room.
Yes,
in the room.
He says hi. Are you wearing your corduroys?
Yes. In fact, I am.
Oh, wonderful.
I wanted to be comfortable. For
how's Carolina treating you?
They don't really like me that much, but I'm trying.
Oh, what do you mean they don't like? How can you possibly make that assessment in such short period of time?
You know, I listened to your show for, almost 2 years, and I loved what you did. It's not me, and I'm just trying to find my way.
Have you told the people down there about how you're celibate?
It's never really come up.
Huh.
That's okay. Those are my beliefs, and I...
Mm-hmm. Do you tell them about your love of mirrors?
Okay. No, Don, I'm going to ask you something.
Yes.
Please. This is a totally different radio station than the radio stations you broadcast to.
Oh.
You have done so great for 20 years. Couldn't you just... didn't I work hard enough that you can just cut me a little slack?
What do you mean? You didn't have to take the call on the air. I mean, I didn't know you were going to put us on the air.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll cover this. Beth Ann is a real fan of antiquing, and she loves mirrors.
Mm, there we go.
The house is... It's like a fun house.
We do miss you, Beth Ann.
Okay.
What? What? No. We miss you.
We do.
We do.
What do you miss about me, Mike?
Well, I do. You don't think I miss you?
I don't know.
I do. Oh, well, if you don't know, then I probably didn't communicate it officially.
You know what would be fun? Can you get your boy to play one of your sweepers that I heard when you came out?
Oh, good. I want to hear. Can we hear that?
Would you play one of your things?
It's not set up here like it's there.
Oh, so we can't hear it down
the telephone? We can't do it. Okay.
So what do you call the show?
Every day I produce 12 of those things, so I can, in my little mind, be as good someday as you guys.
What do you call the show?
Failure.
No. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. I mean, not the inside name. What's the name you're using on the air?
Yeah.
The Ride with McBride.
The Ride with McBride.
I like it.
I like that.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, listen, we all sure do miss you, Beth Ann.
Yeah, we miss you up here in Washington, D.C. You were the best producer we ever had.
John's doing a great job.
John is doing a great job. Rob's doing a great job, but we do miss you. Whatever.
No, Rob's hanging on by a thread.
No, he's not.
He's just barely hanging on.
Half a piece of dental.
And thank you for all the emails when Independence Air went out of business.
No problem, because I was concerned.
I know you were. That's very nice of you. You didn't have to do that, and I appreciate that.
That's nice.
I'm thorough, Mike.
Thank you. I know that.
I'm thorough. Well, I do love you guys, and I'm going to ask you to just let me try. Keep trying, okay?
We have no control over that.
I mean, you're doing your own show.
We have to go now. We're going to a commercial break.
Okay, you take care.
Thank you for calling.
Beth Ann, go to break.
Care. Thank you.
Bye.
He calls me all the time. Thank you much.
Oh, he does?
It's 529.
Bye, Beth Ann. You're horny. You're a horny girl.
600, 1200 WSJS.
I think you're a horny girl.
I think we're off the air now.
Spotted us down.
Cloudy skies, 58 degrees at 5:30. I'm Ed Scannell, SJS News.
Wow.
That's the
contract. That's Beth Ann.
Oh, God. I feel horrible for her.
Wow.
Well,
I do.
If she's happy.
She doesn't sound happy.
I know.
Hey, we tried to tell her, man.
She sounds... That's as close... I'm sorry, but that's as close to a breakdown as I ever heard on the air.
And I had no idea that we were on the air with her. I mean, because she didn't tell her audience who the hell we were.
No.
I mean, that's why when I said, like, do they know you're celibate? I didn't know that we were on the air there.
Yeah, man, how about the big guy, you know? Hey, it's me. How are you?
Some
how
guy.
Y'all doing there?
Some guy trying to get into her corduroys.
Think she's not chasing him?
Oh. Wow.
All right, well,
that was very, very interesting.
That was an unexpected Beth Ann McBride update. Kind of a simulcast thing.
Unexpected in so many ways.
All right, well, I'm going to
I mean, really, really strange.
I have to hold off on my tape here that I needed a minute for. We got a break. Cause I didn't know we'd have all that talk with Beth Ann. Okay. Well, goddamn. How about that?
Isn't that something?
Isn't that something?
How do you tell your boy to shut up?
Hi, Joe.
Pretty good phone screener. He didn't even hang up on me.
Joe. That's nice. That's nice. Joe's such an idiot.
Joe's filled with great joy. Joe's bouncing off the walls.
Joe's just so happy there's somebody out there worse off than he is. All right, so we got an E2E coming up.
Yay.
And that means, Christ, once again, it'll be the list of things that we don't have time to get to. Remind me tomorrow about the backwards songs.
Yes. Right.
Please. Also, many tapes of George Clooney I'd like to play for you.
Clooney!
Oh, and I think as we go to break, I can just play just a bit of this.
Just a taste. And then I sat and really worked it.
You. You, the Bible scholar over there.
Play that one for Beth Ann.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Did she say she was wearing corduroys?
Yes.
Wow.
Saddens me, I didn't.
Oh, hold on a second. I think she did mention Tom the Monster. There he is. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Have you been calling Beth Ann at her new station?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did she put you on the air?
No.
No. Oh, how come?
I don't know.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Mm.
How do you spell Beth Ann?
B-A-T-H-A-N-N.
That's my guy, Beth Ann.
Perfect, Beth Ann.
Hey, where's Charlie?
He's not here.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
How do you spell Charlie?
Charlie?
Yes.
C-H-R-I-S.
Was that T-H-R-I-S?
Yeah, T-H-R-I-S.
That's Thriss. That's right, Tom. All right, Tom, we're running late, so please take us directly to break.
Yep. Go to break, guys, and man, Charlie will be back on the phone line.
More coming up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, would you please rise and remove your hats and direct your attention to the area behind home plate and join your nationals in honoring America with a singing of our national anthem to be performed tonight by Mike O'Mara from the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, can you see Father gone calling my what's so proud when we hail at the twilight mask who for stripes and white stars, who the perilous sigh, or the lamp of
Levi,
we're so down as we see.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
I'm ready.
Joe's come in, and incidentally, it's an all-new Joe for 2006. show me that thing.
Is that nice?
I was just saying, let me show everybody. I'm going to show you something on the radio. Oh, but Joe has actually done some computer work.
It's a chart.
And has come up with some type of, that's the word I was looking for, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
A chart to tell us exactly who's on the phone.
Nice. Look at that.
Where the person is that we're calling.
No longer scribbling things just on a blank piece of paper.
And he even has a pronunciation guide.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Nice. Helpful.
Suhi, for instance.
Okay.
Sunhi. Sun-hyphen-H-E-E.
The hyphen.
Sunhi.
Buzz, you ready for some Buzz Makes the Sexy Asian Call for you?
Let's go.
We got to get our Asian sex music going here.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Love
it. And let's see. We got no shortage of guys calling in with Asian girlfriends. Here's the first guy, Barry. Hi, Barry.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How's it going?
How you doing, Barry? Doing great. Barry, welcome to the show. Now, Joe has written the pronunciation on your gal pal's name. It's Sunhi.
That's right. You did it right on the second pronunciation.
Sunhi.
Yep, she's Korean.
She's Korean. And is she your girlfriend, your wife?
Wife.
Your wife. How long have you been married?
Almost 10 years.
Almost 10 years, and she has a nice Asian accent?
It's not as thick as her relatives who are here, but it's still present.
Okay. Okay, and what is
all it has to do is be present.
Yes. And what is it, or as she would say, present. What is it that you would like Buzz to say to your wife?
Let's see. How about how much I love her sexy body?
Uh-huh, very nice.
And you know what? I know nothing about the culture, but how about throwing in, you were thrilled to be married in the year of the rat? I don't know if that's
a Buzz can throw that in for almost everybody, Don. I think that would be perfect. Anything else you'd like to have our sexy Buzz share with Sunhi?
Sunhi is that pervert. that's his wife.
Right, that's Woody Allen's daughter.
Uh-huh. You're hot for her body.
Let's see, what was that thing about the year of the rat?
That's when you were married.
Come on now, Barry.
Come on now, you're slipping here, Barry.
Oh, and what else? And I can't wait to get home every night.
Crap detector going on, Barry, big time.
Really, Mike?
Just something's hinky.
Hinky?
All right, he's out.
Yeah.
Let's go to another caller.
Wasn't there something hinky about old Barry, Rob? Right.
Let's go to this guy named Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi there, Matt. Thank you for listening, my friend. Your girlfriend, your wife, your chick's name, what is it, please?
Wife's name is Ayaka.
Ayaka.
Where would Ayaka be from?
She's from Japan, Hiroshima, Japan.
Uh-huh.
Oh, right. Oh, hey, famous place.
Wow. All right. Ayaka.
Never forget, Matt the Cat. Never forget, that's what I say. What is it that you would like Sexy Buzz to say to your Asian wife?
Oh, Ayaka.
Just tell her I'm on my way home, and I hope she's wearing that sexy song that I like so much.
Oh, very good. Would it be okay, as Don suggested, if Buzz mentions the year of the rat?
Hey, why not?
Very good.
Can you tell me something about your wife? I've always heard this. You know the rumor about down there? You know, up, down, left, right?
Urban legend, Don. It's a myth.
Well, no, it goes the same way as everyone else. If you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Don, I believe that you've looked at enough of 596 to probably come to that conclusion.
Channel 596 on DirecTV.
Yes.
So I always like asking this to anybody that's any guy that's married to a Japanese chick or...
Yes.
You ready for a sneak attack tonight? I mean,
yeah, that's a good one. Throw that one in, Buzz.
In the bedroom.
I already had it.
Okay. You had that one? Okay. All right. And how long have you been married?
I got married 4 years ago, actually, in Germany.
Wow.
Just came to the States in June of this year.
Access power.
That's all Access represented.
All right. You know, we'll start with this guy.
I like this guy. I do. I think this guy's sincere.
Sounds promising.
Okay. So, hold on, please, Matt. And
I'm enjoying this already, and he hasn't even made the call yet.
How did you pronounce your wife's name again, Matt?
Ayaka.
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 And she'll take this in good spirit, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
I love her furniture store.
Yes. Ayaka.
Ayaka.
Oh, Ayaka. Hold on, please.
The Japanese IKEA.
Hold on, please.
Hi, Ayaka. My name is Rob. I'm with the Don and Mike radio show. Mm-hmm. Do you have your husband, Matt, on the phone with us?
Matt.
Yes, and Matt is on the phone with us. He's won a radio contest. And for him to get his prize, we can put you on the radio. Can we put your voice on the radio?
Do you like me in the movie Sideways?
And when you hear voices, you'll be on the radio.
I have crazy sex with man from Hollywood who's in voiceover work.
Tojo on 444.
Rob.
And we're off and running.
Jesus. Here we go. And hello, IKEA.
Ayaka.
Hi, Ayaka.
Hi, Ayaka.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Ayaka, we've got to, your husband Matt with us, and we're playing a nice little game. We have Buzz make the sexy call.
Let me get him on the phone just so she knows that this is on the up and up. Matt?
Yep.
Matt, why don't you talk to your wife for a second just so we can hear her voice.
Okay.
Chat about your day in general.
Hey, Ayaka, I'm on my way home from work right now. What are we going to eat for dinner tonight?
Chicken and pasta.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think
we're fine.
Mm-hmm. I think she passes the test. Mm-hmm.
I guess Matt was a little shy, didn't want to say certain things, and we're going to let Buzz say them for Matt, but he speaks for your husband.
Okay, hold on one second. Ayaka, we'll be right back.
Okay.
Matt, I had one question for you.
Okay.
Does your wife speak the language?
She does. She took English in college.
No. Does she speak, you know, her language?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Japanese?
Good. Then Buzz,
yes?
At the end, try to finagle some of that out of her.
All right, I will.
Nothing would be sexier than hearing.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Say this.
Yes.
Say, watashi wa.
Watashi wa.
Baka.
I'm sorry, what's the second one?
Baka.
Baka.
Daijing.
Daijing.
Now, if that means something like, I want to,
you know, ant you up the ant, you know. Yeah, no, that means
I'm a stupid foreigner.
Okay. All right. Do you have that again, Buzz?
Watashi wa baka daijing.
That's correct.
Watashi wa.
All right. Hold on, Matt. Hold on.
This is going to be perfect.
Welcome back. Let's welcome back. I see you.
Ayaka.
Yeah. Ayaka. Now, here is our friend Buzz, who's going to be sending you a message from your beloved husband, Matt.
Enjoy.
Okay.
Hello, beautiful Ayaka. This is Buzz calling for your husband, Matt.
Okay.
He had a passionate message for his little lotus blossom. He loves you very much after marrying you 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he has something he wants him to say to you.
Okay.
He says that he's planning a surprise attack this evening, and he wants to make sure you're wearing that sexy thong that harbors your pearl. How's your spring roll?
Spring roll?
Yes, Ayaka. You know what I'm talking about. Matt wants to steam your dumpling this evening.
You're talking about Irish white sausage?
I don't know what I'm talking about. Watashi wa vodka daijing.
See if you can get her to speak a little Japanese, Buzz.
I think that's an excellent idea, Ayaka. If you could say something romantic to your husband now in Japanese, that would be lovely, we think.
Okay, but he wouldn't even understand, though.
That's okay.
He's on the other line. He can hear you on hold.
Mm-hmm.
Matt?
Oh, there's a little one there.
Oh, baby song.
Oh, no.
Oh, the baby song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the little one's upset.
Sure.
Can we get a little Japanese from you, Ayaka?
Sure. Uh-huh. Matt.
Go ahead.
He's there, right?
Yeah, he can
hear you on hold.
He'll hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That sounds hot.
Tears in the pagoda. Tears in the pagoda.
What?
That was wonderful.
Tears in the pagoda. Pagoda.
Yes.
Buzz, perhaps you should try a little, you know, who am I to tell you? I mean, they'll be the winners on this, but
right.
I was thinking something like this. It would be like, hello, IKEA. You love Matt long time?
That type of thing, yes. Okay.
Give that a try, Buzz.
Hello, Ayaka.
Yes.
You love Matt long time?
Me love you long time?
Yes.
You love Matt long time?
Oh, yeah. Me love him long, long time.
Matt's super American lover?
Sure, why not?
She put the moon in kimono.
I was listening to
to you guys only at like 4 o'clock.
Oh, you've been listening.
You've been listening always?
That's wonderful.
And I picked up my kids. I didn't know I was going to be on the show.
No.
Well, you know, your husband Matt made that happen for you.
Great.
All right, well, but now listen, Buzz.
Yes?
Really. Hold on, let me for goodness sakes. I'll restart the music here. Mm-hmm. I'll give you 30 seconds.
Just a little quiet time with Ayaka and Buzz. I think that's
just give her some of your best. I mean, forget all the, love you long time.
Mm-hmm. Have a little dialogue with
her. Just give her some of your real, you know, like you're that guy in Sideways. And she's that chick that's pouring the wine in the bar. Here we go.
Hi, Ayaka. It's Buzz again.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. It's been nice talking with you.
You too.
I have to ask you, Ayaka, what is it you think Matt finds so sexy about you?
My fat lips.
Big fat lips.
Are you out already, Buzz?
I think I am. I'm not sure where we're going here.
You went through too many security screenings over the vacation, I think.
So.
Well, I believe she's a winner.
Yes, she is a winner. She is.
Buzz,
so let's give her an
Buzz has made the sexy Asian call. Can you tell me something? When you and your husband, Matt, do you do it American style or do you do it Japanese style?
Or is it Hunan style?
I'll say mixed.
Mixed. Uh-huh. That's wonderful.
And exactly what would doing it Japanese style be?
I think that there have been many publications written on the art of Eastern lovemaking.
Oh, like Kama Sutra?
That's, that's similar stuff to that, I think.
Oh, and how come you never mentioned that they were married in the year of the rat?
Don't you look at the big...
Forgot.
You forget that?
Yeah. Hasn't everybody seen the pictures where, like, there'll be a guy with a big samurai sword, and then you'll see his other sword? You know the stuff I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I don't know what that's called,
I've got
all
those pictures.
There. You've got those pictures?
Yeah.
Very good.
Of course he's got them.
Ayaka, you're very sweet.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations.
Here's your husband, Matt. Hey, Matt.
Yes.
How do you think that went?
Oh, I think it went well. I might be dead when I get home. But,
Matt, do you speak any Japanese?
Very little.
Very little. Okay.
I have no idea what she said to me.
What did you say to him, Ayaka?
Can you repeat it?
Well, I just told him that we're going to have a hot night.
Hey. Oh, hello. Then it was successful.
A hot night. Yeah.
Give him a number 14.
Yeah, I actually asked him yesterday, and he wasn't on it.
See, now she's really sounding like older. And you know what you need to do tonight, Matt? You need to give her a dose of duck sauce. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I love when we're doing this? That we go interchangeable between Japan and the Chinese. It might be, what would it be? Kikkoman. What's that sauce?
Soy sauce, yeah.
No, teriyaki sauce.
Kikkoman?
Kikkoman.
What is for dinner tonight, Ayaka?
Chicken and creamy pasta.
That's right. She said that before.
I would have said broccoli.
Oh, creamy pasta. Oh, there's the baby again.
Hey, Aka, I'm not sure what this means, but Matt says he wants to sushimi his eel in your rising sun.
Thanks for getting... Finally, you get sushi in there. That's good.
And here we go. You listen, you're the winner. And tonight, as you're sitting there enjoying your homemade meal of cat and noodles...
and creamy pasta.
And while you... what is your baby's name?
Neil and Len.
Do you have two?
Yes.
Oh, two little ones. How old are they?
Len.
4 and 2.
Wonderful.
4 and 2. And tell me, how long until they start working in the Nike factory?
No, stop it.
They already do.
They already do.
That's wonderful.
Congratulations. Now, listen, both of you, Matt and Ikea.
Ayaka.
Thank you. Ikea, that's right. Rob wants to know if you've won any spelling bees recently.
Rob, you'll pull a stereotype out of anywhere. That's a good one, though. That's a new one, isn't it? Yes.
Congratulations. Both of
you. Will you be playing the violin later?
Both of you cats.
No, but she'll be doing his taxes.
Both of you cats have won a free vacation to Miami.
Are you serious?
Yes, honey. Round trip airfare for two to Miami, FLA, and the beautiful hotel accommodations right on the water. Plus two tickets to the WWE Royal Rumble 2006. Don't miss the WWE Royal Rumble live on Sunday, January 29th, only on in-demand pay-per-view. Call your local Comcast or Cox Cable System now to order. Digital customers enjoy ordering using your digital remote. So get Mama-san, Grandma-san, to watch the babies and have a good time down in Florida.
You're going to Miami, you guys?
Oh, my God.
Right, thank you.
Good way to kick off the year of the dog, don't you think?
Year of the dog. Is this what this is?
It's the end of the month. That's when it starts.
It's the year of the dog. Mm-hmm.
Hold on, guys. Let's get out of this.
I've got your picture.
You want to thank Buzz?
I've got a million of you all around myself.
I want to thank IKEA.
I want the doctor.
We want to thank Matt.
A picture so I can look.
As we celebrate Buzz, makes the sexy Asian call for you.
You get me turning up and turning down. I'm turning in and here turning round. Turning Japanese. Turning Japanese. I really think so.
Love that song. Well, anyway, there you go. Have a great time in Miami, kids.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Okay. Love you a long time.
There they go. Enjoy.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
Bye, IKEA. And Matt, hold on a moment, please.
Okay.
Very
good. And Rob, you won me over with that. The spelling bee.
Spelling bee.
God, I love that one.
Don and Mike, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
With an estimated completion date of January 1995.
The plan, if I may, was to complete Hank's Look Around Cafe on August 23rd, this year. That's my birthday. Can't move my birthday back. What else does my jackass business manager have to say?
Mr. Kingsley, restaurants rotate when they are at the top of buildings. Your place is at street level. There is no view.
He does not get it. You see, the point is, it's not the view. The point is, when you eat at Hank's, you and your food are going on an adventure.
Maybe you should just forget the rotating floor and get the place going.
Forget the rotating floor. Come on, take a mess. Come on. Come on, come on. Well, sir, thank you. But I am a visionary, so I'd like you to take your opinion and shove it right up here. Regards, Hank Kingsley. Fax that back to him.
But he's saying you don't have enough money to make it rotate.
Fine. Then I will get investors. Just so happens I am on a first-name basis with some of the most influential, some of the most powerful people in this business. So, get Chuck Woolery on the phone.
The Don and Mike Show. And Mike Korn. Enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
Ready to spin the big wheel now of family and friends.
Very good.
But it's already been predetermined I'm going to be calling Big Frida. But this is something that from time to time I'm going to do because there's lots of phone calls that I have to return. Let me see. On the wheel, keep in mind, I'm going to call Big Frida. She doesn't know it yet.
Right, right.
But I'm going to call her.
Calls we need to make.
On the wheel, we have my brother Jimmy.
Yes.
We also have... Oh, wait, well, now, hold on. It's already stopped on Big Frida.
There it is.
Yeah. Look at that. Stop
it. It's still spinning, but the ball is stopped.
All right, let's see what happens the second time.
Mm-hmm.
We've got my brother Jim.
Right.
We've got George McFly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've got Bethann McBride.
Right.
We've got my next-door neighbor, Big Ed the Military Man.
Wonderful.
Can't wait.
We've got... I put Amy in there as a wild card.
Your daughter?
My daughter. And no need to put Bart in. He's on all the time. But
right.
Once again, I don't know. It's been like eight times in a row now.
Look at that. It's landing on your mother-in-law.
It's been my mother-in-law.
That's great.
And I don't think we've had Big Frida on the air except maybe... Did we ever on once since Frida's passed away?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got a very interesting call from her today. Okay. She was on the list anyway.
Right.
On the spin of the roulette wheel.
And she came up every time.
So let's see what happens.
Calls you need to make.
Try her at home, but I bet that, you know, being that she's a little old lady from Pasadena, out driving her convertible.
Right.
She's probably on her cell.
Hello?
Oh, no, she's at home. Hey. Hey. Hi, Mom, it's me. You're on the air.
Oh, well, good.
Hi, Big Frida.
Hi, Big Frida.
Hi, Big Frida. Hi, everybody.
Well, wanted to give you a call, doing a feature. I'm going to spin a wheel every day, and or not every day, but once a week, and call people that I've been meaning to call, friends and family.
Oh, yeah.
And listen to this now. I'm going to spin it again.
There it is. There's the wheel.
It's going around. And there's Jimmy, and there's my friend George McFly. There's my daughter. And, oh, it landed on you again.
There it is.
Well, it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm. So, this is a good chance, first off, to get caught up.
Because
I know a lot of people, I meant as far as people listening.
To get caught up. You know already.
Not for Big Freedom to get caught up.
Right.
But for everybody to know that, you know, she's doing as well as she possibly can.
Good for her.
You know, with everything. And
right.
Anyway, as I've stated many times, I love her very much, and she's just very cool.
And she loves you very much.
Yeah. Well, don't speak of yourself in third person, but thank you. Now, I'll tell you that at our email, I did. This is unrelated to, although it's kind of related to the reason that I'm going to mention our phone call that we had earlier today.
Okay.
After I talked on the air about that private thing that happened to me, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, I mentioned that I had talked to you about it and how cool you were about it, and,
yes,
and you were very reassuring and made me feel better. We got a lot of emails at our website,
mm-hmm,
that I didn't bother to read on the air, saying like what a tool I was and how dare I, you know, that it was gross and how could I possibly talk about, you know, sex with my mother-in-law. It was nothing. Our conversation was not graphic by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
But
weren't we both conceived the same way?
Yes.
Amen.
I believe so.
There you go.
And it is with that type of open relationship, even now, 8 months after Frida's passed away, almost 8 months now,
mm-hmm,
that I'm still having this open relationship with her.
Good.
Okay. Now keep in mind, it's the same woman. When Frida and I had the place at the beach, mm-hmm, right next door,
right,
this is not a made-up story that my mother-in-law, Big Frida, would quite often come over.
Right.
And she would know that when she would come over, she just opened the door. She really said to me one time, what I want you to do is lock the door, because what I don't want to do is walk in and catch you watching your porn.
That's very kind.
Well, that's a very logical way to approach things.
Well, I'm
sure it was a valid concern, right?
Yeah, it was pretty much the front door led right into the living room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Now, again, there might be some of you out there going to be sitting in the emails going, oh, my God, I can't believe that's true.
Right.
She really did. This is the type of relationship
it's open
I've always had with Big Frida. She's the greatest. So this morning, here's why you're on the why. And let's spin it one more time. I think this time it's going to come up on George McFly.
Let's see.
Nope, Big Frida.
Yeah,
again.
Look at that.
That's amazing.
Is the wheel fixed?
Or? No, the wheel,
I think it might be weighted.
The wheel is fixed today. I want to know, everybody is probably also wondering about the place that that we've been waiting for, the place that I thought was imaginary, all those many months going on years. I'm kidding, of course, but that period when you lived with Frida and I, you are finally in your place now.
How you doing down there? You like it?
I like it real fine.
Good.
It's a gray, misty day today.
Yes.
But it's a really nice place. I think Don likes it too, don't you, honey?
Oh, it's beautiful. Yes, you know I do. Yes, I do. It's just what you and Frida had wanted and desired, and it's great. Most importantly, you're happy there.
Yeah. So she had dropped me. We had come over to see it in construction, and she had dropped me off, and that was the day that she was going back and sitting on the beach.
Yeah, that's the day that...
That was the last place we've been together.
Oh, that house, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So, anyway, today, the phone rings, and I see that it's, you know, Big Frida. I pick up and go, hello, and she says, good morning, and I say hi, and she says, are you watching Montel?
Now, and did you say, as always?
You know, normally, you know, 5 days a week, my answer would be yes.
Sure.
You know, unfortunately, she caught me on the one morning.
That you weren't watching it?
Missing it. The best part.
I'm not watching Montel. So, without further ado, you just tell everybody what you told me. Here's the reason that Big Frida suggested that I watch Montel today and that we TiVo it for the show.
Okay.
Well, on it, the program was about all about different sexual things.
Uh-huh.
One thing they were talking about, something they call passion parties.
Passion parties?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. You know, like dildo parties, right?
Well, maybe both.
Yeah, yeah, you know this show well.
Maybe Marsh has been. Mm-hmm. But someone in a distant part of our family is holding them. They sort of work like the...
Hold on. Did you say someone in a distant part of our family?
Yeah, really distant.
Really, really distant.
No, hold on.
Wait,
hold on.
A passion party.
Hold on. I'm not going to mention who it is, but she's not really, really distant.
Who?
Hold on a second. Do you remember at Thanksgiving when there was the big discussion about the person that's having these parties?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't think you did.
Do you think you can... Oh, now, her feelings will be hurt if she thinks you consider her to be a distant...
No, I didn't want to get anyone...
in trouble.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, she's in the inner circle. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
Yeah. So the passion party, she calls you because we thought we'd be interested in the passion party.
Yeah, because it really sounds great, you know.
Why?
I don't like to go to sleazy stores downtown somewhere to get
dildos.
Things that they might think are fun to use.
This is nice for women. Like I think you started to say, Big Fried, it's like a Tupperware party, only different.
So,
here's
the thing.
And when you go to order, you go in a separate room, and no one else knows what you ordered.
Right.
Now, bear with me on this. Maybe everybody now can figure out.
She's absolutely right. This is right in our wheelhouse.
Yes.
Yeah. And I thought it was really great. You know.
To be honest, if I wanted to discuss that, I probably would just call the member of the family who's not really as far out there as you.
Well, she's saying that to keep the distance for, you know.
Yeah, well, I didn't know how she...
Well, you think I didn't... And you think I...
It on the air,
you so. Think I didn't hear that at Thanksgiving?
Well, I should have known better.
at one point, seriously, it was the beautiful woman that's in this business.
Right.
And my mother-in-law and another woman who I would never, ever figure to be sitting at this table.
Right.
And the three of them were just discussing... Happy as they can be, what it's like to have a room full of chicks come over and you've got like a wall of male prosthetics and they're discussing the
and
size
and lotion.
Right. My.
Yeah,
right.
All kinds of things.
Well, and that was the subject of Montel this morning.
Well, that was one of them. Then he had some other things, what to do in the shower and things.
What
things
to do in the shower?
She says what a man gets in the shower, all he thinks about is... sex and business. And mm-hmm. a woman is different. So I mentioned it to someone, and she said, that's not right. So I don't know. I'm still alive, but things changed considerably since I'm always
talking. You heard from a woman who disagrees that women don't think about that in the shower.
Correct.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And that they don't. Have handy things around.
I thought the passion parties were those parties they threw after that Mel Gibson movie.
No, that was a different kind of party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
This is so that really you get together and you have a lot of fun.
Well, have you thought about horning in on the territory of the beloved family member? You know, I mean, let's face it, the person you're speaking about, and I agree, I will keep her privacy, but she lives in the Metro D.C. area. I mean, you live in the Eastern Shore. I mean, you could get your own branch going, your own franchise going.
Throw your own party.
Well, this person that we're speaking of has a family relative on her side of the family who might hold a party for.
You know, if you threw one, Frieda, I think that you could probably, you might get a little press out of that, I would think. I think that would be a big story if you were throwing those.
It would honor.
You could use my name if you like.
Just be able to invite everybody, new friend here in the new condo.
Sure.
Hey, you'll get to know him.
You'd be the talk of the neighborhood.
And as I mentioned, you know, you could use my name at no charge. And a publicity shot if you like. And I know that Mike would probably acquiesce the same.
I'd be proud. I would be proud.
I'll MC if you need it.
We could link it to our website.
All right, so you were watching Montel and the thing about sex toys. You thought would be good for the show, right?
I thought it would be very interesting, and then they also had other things, you know, like certain kinds of lingerie. And,
yep. You sound like you enjoyed this, Montel.
I did. The whole thing, you know.
She enjoyed sitting at Thanksgiving. Here's the thing that I don't get. How could you not know that I was totally fixated on the fact that you were sitting there with the person whose identity shall remain nameless? But is the mother of a couple of your grandchildren?
Oh God, you're chomping. You can't stand it.
I don't think either one of them would be upset by it. I agree. I won't say the name.
Right.
But I'm not going to hear you. And while she's there describing it, and people are walking by, and
are men able to go to these passion parties as well as women?
No. Evidently, they're just held for women. But I think probably if you wanted to get the franchise, you could have one for men.
We could probably combine our poker night.
On your own. Uh-huh.
And at one point, seriously, the women that were sitting around the table. This is Thanksgiving, okay? And the kids.
What better time?
Now, here's the thing. It's at my sister-in-law's house, Judy. The kids are watching some TiVo of Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, that's nice.
And I am not kidding. At Big Freedy, you know, because you were there, literally 20 feet away.
Yeah,
there are women.
It was
the Christmas party, yeah. Christmas. You're right. It was Christmas.
Right.
There are women that are holding up bananas. And they're
wow.
These toys. And meanwhile,
sounds like a hell of a Christmas party.
You know, just within earshot, the kids are all watching the happy story of Frosty the Snowman.
They don't care. They were great grandkids.
They were well distracted, and I guess some people thought you were well distracted when you were listening to every word.
You bet your ass. This is why I thought it was interesting.
Pay attention to parents.
They normally think when they put on Frosty, you get locked in, and that's what you want.
Yeah.
Don loves Frosty.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you for the update on Montel. Do you watch Montel most days?
Wednesdays in particular, because he has Sylvia Brown on, who's a psychic.
Oh, that fortune teller you like.
Psychic Wednesday.
Uh-huh. And it was just on today because it comes on my thing after Regis.
On your thing.
Yeah, wasn't Regis good today?
I turned it on late and didn't pay a lot of attention.
He was good and cranky. Did you watch The View today?
Oh, yeah.
How are the ladies?
The ladies were fine. I was hoping you were watching it.
See, no wonder you two are close. You commiserate on these women's shows.
Yeah, but you know what it was? They're having some of the things that they had. They're coming up close to their 2000th.
I'm excited.
We should have a passion party.
I'm goddamn excited.
I'd like to see a passion party with Star Jones and Barbara Walters.
Yeah.
Well, they would be good ones.
Sure.
Anyway, Star talked about kissing with Michael Douglas, and she said her left leg goes up.
Like that would happen. Well, first off, like Michael Douglas would kick Star Jones, and second, like her leg ever goes up on its own.
He was a guest, and he didn't seem to mind, and then they were all talking about their leg going up, but it's from the old movies, you know, when they...
Oh, sure, you lift the leg up when you kiss.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of... I've seen a lot of dogs around. I didn't know what she was talking about.
Exactly. All right, well, thanks for the update on Montel, on The View.
It was great hearing from you.
Yeah, and I know everybody loves hearing your voice.
Glad to hear you're doing well, Big Frida.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. It's, you know, it's like, Don, we're okay as long as we don't have to talk about it too much.
Right.
Yep.
Very good.
That's the way that we're living our lives right now.
You can...
time will go. You know.
You can call here and talk about the parties.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I love you, and I'll see you later.
I love you too, baby.
Okay.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah, she is.
Man.
Isn't she great?
She really is.
Since she brought up that fortune teller, I'd like to send a good well wish, if I might.
Oh,
who?
Nobody even... See?
No, they remember her.
No. Now you're going to inside.
Do you think? I think everyone remembers her.
But nobody knew that she was even going to be on the show today.
Yeah, but she was going to be on. And Jennifer Whisper, who brought us Buddha Mouse.
Oh, yeah, Buddha Mouse,
was
right.
Booked to be on today, but had a small heart attack.
Oh, Lord. I was clearing my throat.
I really wanted to book her Friday, which in retrospect would have been a lot smarter.
Right.
But we wish her well.
Last Friday.
Yeah.
So that was your you were basically chomping at the. This is that he was chomping to get that on the air.
No, and I wanted to be option well.
That was the only way he saw to
work it
to
out.
Inject that into the conversation.
Right.
Psychic Tuesday though. It's Fortune Teller Tuesday.
Fortune Teller Tuesday.
Best wishes, Jennifer.
But we've changed that. It's now Steelers Tuesday.
That's right. We can change. We can roll with it.
And I hope that the lady that sang Buddha Mouse gets well soon.
Me too.
Amen.
Maybe she should go to a dildo party.
Sure.
Hello,
Donna.
Nice.
Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Radio God.
Howdy.
She sounds, you can definitely hear Frida's voice in her voice.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
That's nice true forever.
Nice to hear, that's all.
Did what?
It was nice. It made me smile, that's all.
I got you. Thank you very much.
Don't shoot me.
Okay. Hey, you know what? It's working, isn't it? That is really working.
Thank you.
That was one really scared listener.
They're trying, Don.
That's fantastic.
Has there ever been anything said better by a caller? Don't shoot me.
Don't shoot me. Fantastic. What a great attitude.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, we are. That is a major, major step forward.
Don't shoot me. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, is this Don and Mike?
Yes.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Love you guys.
Hi there.
I'm actually a passion consultant for passion parties and a great fan of your guys'.
All right, so you have the dildo parties, too.
Did she say your guys'?
Yes,
she did.
Yes.
Oh, then.
Unfortunately,
we won't shoot her.
Right.
We just buzzed her.
Throw her off the boat.
That's it. Just break one of her legs.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, yeah, so I was wondering, what are the parameters of the passion parties?
Yep, as Joe.
No get means no. That's one.
Get out of here.
You know, when I think of those passion parties, I think of that stuff they show, you know, on Real Sex.
Right.
On that, you know, that's what I think of when you see that. It's always the same people. It's always the same pasty people that are involved in that.
Bit heavy.
Yeah, a little heavy, like lots of leather, and then you see the 50-year-old woman that's going.
I've got to be very careful because I'm talking about people who don't necessarily want to be talked about on the air.
Okay,
you know, my family members.
Right,
you
of course.
Say, the mother of the grand that's doing this.
Yeah, party. Yeah.
I'd go to that party.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's very nice.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
What I'm saying is
about the ones I see on TV.
I don't imagine that she's got a lot of her big fat piggy friends there.
Right.
That she's selling this stuff to. But
wow.
I think there's a nice endorsement for her.
Yeah.
But she herself, she's lovely. She's lovely. I mean, you would never know that she squeezed out all those great grandchildren.
Well, that's very kind, really.
But we're not talking about her.
No.
No, we're not.
We're coming damn close.
I know we are. And I bet, you know what? I think tonight I'll place a call to the husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll, you know, why go to the wife? I'll ask the husband how he feels about me.
Sure.
Might help business.
That always works. And then you know, because, you know, the best case scenario is she says, hey, no problem at all after you do it, when you ask the permission of the husband.
Well, I'm not gonna worst case scenario,
we got two people in trouble instead of just one.
Right.
Yeah.
So the heat will be a little bit off you. That deflects a little bit of it.
Spreads it around, sure.
That's right.
I didn't mean to talk about you. Your husband said it was okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Do they have the warm wine dispensers at these passion parties?
Okay, how about a little warm Merlot? Dip it in the warm Merlot.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, are you guys going to watch the State of the Union address tonight?
Well, gosh, let me see, being as it's on every freaking channel, let me think. Yes, of course.
I don't know if I will.
That's a shock. That's a shock. I won't watch American Idol, but I will watch the State of the Union address. Yes, and we'll have something about that today. Some in-depth conversation and what?
Is American Idol even on tonight?
Oh, you know what I forgot to do? I meant to do this at the beginning of the show.
What's that?
Congratulations to our latest Supreme Court justice. We have a new Supreme Court justice.
Sam Alito.
Mm-hmm. Sammy Alito. And we always like to point out when there's a new justice. You know, we had fun with Clarence Thomas. We started that tradition with Clarence Thomas and the hair.
But there's nothing with this. This guy has nothing. Like,
yeah.
He's pretty good.
He's pretty boring, actually.
Yeah, right.
He looks kind of boring. He looks kind of like the guy that would rat you out, you know, when you went to college
Scary
or you went
smile,
to high school.
I think.
Hey, where are you? He did it.
You know, the guy that told us not to trip on the cord.
Kind of like that.
Can I hear your call rover imitation?
No. Well, no. In due time. In due time.
$5.
now they're bargaining.
You say $5. Make it $10.
No. $4.50.
I will not negotiate with terrorists.
Price is going down.
Love you guys.
Yeah. Here, sir.
Yes, sir.
You want to hear the Karl Rove?
Come
on over here. I see you got your best suit on.
Closer to your phone.
There you go. Shouldn't have messed with a made man.
Uh-huh.
There you go, Tommy. Now roll him up in the carpet.
This guy's a big fan of Judge Alito.
Here we go. Oh, Ted Kennedy.
Too much blood has been shed in those battles. Too much sweat. Too many tears. To put at rest that march for progress.
Port.
That's what we are doing with this nominee, Mr. President.
He failed
to demonstrate before the Judiciary Committee
that he
was committed to the continued march of progress. He doesn't have to say how he's going to vote on a particular case, but he has to make it clear that he understands what this nation is all about.
Big fork.
And that's what Ted Kennedy is.
That is almost like, and I asked him to stay. That's almost not quite that level of passion.
And I asked him to stay. Passion, that's all we're getting calls about.
That sounds like Teddy was having a passion party there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I bet he's had a few of those.
I think he has a passion party. Well, I think it's been a while since Ted Kennedy's had a passion party.
Probably.
I think most likely now passion, I'm going to be very careful, I always say this, passion now probably is...
A trip down to the wine store.
Digesting food.
That's a passion. But the last part of that
the
equation.
The way the body breaks down food.
Yeah, right. The moment of
that's right.
The moment of saying goodbye.
That could be good.
The way your digestive tract works.
I can put it the best. He has a passion party when he drops the kids off at the pool.
Thank you. Hello. He loves Baby Ruth. Hello.
Dynamite.
Yes, we are. Hi there.
That was great.
Hello, you are on the air.
I do passion parties.
Of course you do. Rob's going to translate for you.
You do passion parties.
Shut up, Rob.
Yeah, okay, you do passion parties. And
I love it.
Yeah.
I am cute, and these girls love it, and I get boxes filled with dildos. It's great.
Okay.
Well, that's the point, I guess.
There you go.
Filling those boxes.
Anything else?
No, I just think it's absolutely wonderful, and you definitely need to set up one for Big Frida.
I love hearing the translation. All right, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for the go. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Don and Mike, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, as you know, the San Diego Zoo is one of the finest zoos in the world, and we've had this young lady on the show very often the past, 7 or 8 years she's been appearing with us.
9 years. About 9 years.
Right, yeah. Several plus several will be about nine.
You said 7 or 8.
No, I said, I didn't say 7 or 8. I said several.
Then you said 7 or 8, and I said
did
nine.
I? Yes. Nine. Good, thank you.
Some of the animals you had as babies are now 10 years old.
That would be about right.
Remember the animals that did something funny on your tie?
Yes.
Those little lions, the little baby lions, were 1 year old.
That's right.
They are now treacherous and ferocious 10-year-old animals.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, Joan Embry is here tonight.
And she's now 32.
That's right. Joan is an animal handler and a trainer. And you really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
And she
I'm
also...
I'm just here to do my best to help you.
I know that. And she does her 3 horse shows a day. Did you know that? At the animal park.
Boy.
What?
What an exciting idea.
Would you like an army cot or something? Maybe just to kind of catch up on a little, little nappy poo? Just might snap you right out of it. Okay.
I love Joan. I'm the only one who went down to see Joan. Doc has never seen her. You've never seen her. I went to the wild animal farm.
It's all right. It's all right. Okay.
But you're upsetting me.
No,
you're upsetting me.
I don't want to upset you.
Well, down Joan and I
know you did. That's all right. Fine.
Don't say...
What?
I know her. I went down and...
Oh, I know you did.
I know you went down there.
And I held a baby gorilla.
I couldn't go with you that week. You held a baby gorilla. Good, all right. And let's get her out here quickly. Would you welcome Joan Embry?
The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
I'm on my second beer.
Time for the Joe Show.
Yay.
This is 10 minutes of radio that we'll never be able to get back.
That's a nice way of putting it.
We got a, you know, we get these things in the mail all the time from these PR firms.
Right.
Books and interviews, and they all just can't suck enough. Mm-hmm. And the book is called Color Astrology, What Your Birthday Color Says About You.
Okay.
It's just garbage. It's just, for instance, I'm September 18th.
Right.
And it says, I'm autumn leaf, intense, successful, and questioning. Mike, what is your birthday?
That's you. June 22nd.
June 22nd. I think, Buzz, you're going to find that generally there's not bad stuff about anybody. June 22nd, Mike, you are bright lime green. You're inventive, theatrical, and earnest.
Here again, right on the money.
Right. Guys, what's your birthday?
October 7th.
Okay.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
You're lavender.
Yes, I am.
You have charisma, you're articulate, and you're socially conscious.
Yes, I am.
So far, so good, but they're all nice.
See, the thing is, these could be things I could have been reading anybody's. You know what I mean? I could have mixed them up.
Oh, I disagree.
No, come on, really. You could, for instance, Rob.
Well, so far, of all the three, we haven't gotten one yet that we'd really miss.
Rob, what's your birthday?
8 days into March.
Okay, March 8th.
Mm-hmm.
March 8th.
Start your shopping now, staff members.
Your color is mauve.
Thank you.
Good-natured, yeah. Productive, spiritually strong.
Sorry, uh-huh. Buddy.
That would be a no, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not a spiritual person.
For instance, if I had said to Buzz,
yes.
Buzz, your color is dawn.
Uh-huh.
You are artistic, sensitive, and innovative. You would have taken that. You would have said,
that's me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Right. That's March 7th.
Uh-huh. This is almost like what psychics do.
Yes, it is. Mike, if I would have said to you that your color is beryl green,
mm-hmm.
and you're determined, knowledgeable, and quick-witted.
You're right.
You see what I mean?
Fit anybody. Anybody will accept them.
I mean, there's nothing. I'm looking here. I can't find anything that says anybody is a jerk or an a-hole or a dick.
What's Hughes's birthday?
Everybody is. I don't know, but it really
you're timid, withering, and you smell.
Anyway, the person who has written the book is named
Michelle.
What's her last name?
Bernhardt.
And she's ready to be interviewed by Joe.
I think she is.
This ridiculous topic. So
Joe, do you know all your primary colors? That's just a joke question.
Red, yellow, and blue.
No need to.
Colors do tricks when you know how to mix your red, yellow, and blue.
I know, Joe, we've kind of already covered that we think it's kind of a scam.
Have you read mine?
Now, what is yours?
May 28th, butterscotch, feisty, leader, energetic.
Okay, that's the first one.
You know what? This is crap.
Butterscotch. So, Joe, your job will be on the Joe Show to take, now, fortunately, we've eaten up some of the 10 minutes we'll never get back. Your job is to simply interview this chick.
Okay.
Okay, so now, without further ado, here's Joe Ardinger.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Joe.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
That's good. Where are you right now?
I'm in Manhattan, New York.
Right on. Well, I've got your book in my hand right now, Color Astrology.
Great.
And I'd like to know a little bit how you got inspired to write this book.
Well, actually, I was approached by... I'm an intuitive.
That's great. Are you a psychic?
Yes, I am.
I noticed that on my birthday, May 28th, I'm butterscotch.
Oh, interesting. Now, you know it's not about your favorite color.
No. That's good, because I'd like to trade up to ribbon red.
Oh, that's hot.
Because then I'd be tenacious, responsible, and purposeful.
What are your keywords?
My keywords are...
Scam.
Feisty, leader, and energetic. And I'm sorry to say, you couldn't be further than wrong.
Right, exactly. I can sense that I'm kind of right on there.
You couldn't be further than wrong.
It's about
right.
A color. It's your personal color is a color that helps balance.
That's
you.
Great. What's your color?
Oh, my color is misty lilac.
Tell her your color is brown, Joe.
My color is brown.
Deep brown.
Deep brown.
Well, so did you check out, not only is there a personal color, but there's also a monthly color.
Oh.
So if you're born in May,
right,
you have Bud Green. And you're also close to, you have that Gemini influence. So you have Aspen Gold, which is June's color.
Yeah. June's color?
June.
Oh,
the month for June.
Okay.
So what the colors do is, not only do you belong to a monthly color, but
you really frightened those nice Jews, young man.
Oh, what was that?
That was my producer.
That was
oh, my goodness,
color.
I said
my
June.
My producer was freaking out because I misunderstood you. Why is it about color? Can't we just get along?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Of course we can get along. This is about using color as a way to enhance your life.
What's the dumbest color would be?
What's the dumbest color?
I don't know. I guess I
what are some bad colors? Let's get some negativity.
Is there any bad colors, like violent colors?
Well, I'll tell you. No, I don't really think so. But
like blood red.
That if you're depressed, not to wear black.
Don't wear black.
People kind of want to wear
black. Hold on. I've got to write that down.
All right.
It's how do you spell depressed?
You are awfully feisty, aren't you?
Feisty. I'm also commanding, interesting, enduring. That's what I want to be. April
18th. Okay, now here's the thing.
You know, it's very interesting to see what...
Who cares what she has to say? Ask her how she came up with, seriously, such a great idea. Such a scam.
You know, it's a great idea, but don't you feel it's a little bit of a scam?
Well, I don't think so. In fact, most people think it's kind of uncanny. But, you know...
Well, that's great. Since you're a psychic, what do you foresee for me?
For you, you're May 28th?
Yes.
You are awfully feisty. Let's see.
I'm feisty.
Well, I would say that this is definitely a year for change for you.
Ooh.
If you're in a 5-year, which is like about miracles, so you can kind of make a lot of things happen. You're also in a...
I like miracles.
Yeah, miracles are good. And it's also great for communicating to the masses. So there you go.
The masses. I think that's what we're doing right now.
Esther, can you get more specific about you?
You're down to your last 60 seconds, Joe.
Get more specific about me.
Okay. Well, first of all, the thing, if you go to May 28th, at the bottom of the page, it'll tell you how your color helps you. So that's important because it has 366 personal colors.
My color doesn't help me because I can't get help on a house mortgage.
Well, see, try your color.
I'm white.
Now, you know, this is not only about wearing the color. You can also put that color in your house,
by the way. Social statement. I think he was injecting some of his own personal problems into the interview.
I kind of noticed that, but I just kind of thought I'd skip.
That's because I'm feisty.
Excuse me?
But if you buy a house, if you're able to finally get your house...
I can't hear you. Say that again?
You should do
I'm
is paint
feisty.
Butterscotch.
Yes, you are feisty.
Hey, Michelle.
Yes?
Who do you foresee in the playoffs?
Oh, I don't
winning.
Know.
Winning.
I don't know.
Well, you're psychic.
What we could do is we could look at the...
Wait a second.
Yes?
Wait a second. If you're psychic, you should be able to help me pick who's going to win in the playoffs so I can make a lot of money. Money.
Oh,
money's good. And that, the color for May is about money.
Ah.
You know that?
What do you like more, bacon or sausage?
Bacon.
That's true, because sausage is a show.
Oh, Joe.
Well, thank you, Michelle. This has been great. I love your book.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What do you think it'll bring on eBay?
I don't know. I hope it's doing very well. You can get it at any kind of normal store, like Barnes & Noble, Amazon, things like that.
It says on the back, $18.95 U.S., so I'm thinking maybe $5 plus $9 shipping, and that's $14 for me.
Well, don't go there that fast. It's a brand new book.
Well, remember, I'm feisty, Michelle.
I ask her to hold on a second.
Hold on a second. Our producer's going to speak to you, and thanks again.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day.
Good
bye,
day.
Joe.
I said good day.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Good job.
Michelle, hi, it's Rob. How do you think it went?
Joe.
It's different, but you know what color I think I would give that interview? Gold. I did very much. I think you did a great job. Thank you so much for your time. We'll link on our website, and good luck. Big sell, good book, lots of money. God bless.
There he goes. And listening to Joe do an interview is like listening to a guy at Last Call. I love that. I really,
really
do.
This is like a pet rock with pages.
You're right. Yeah, I could not agree more.
I mean, the more I look at it, you know, no matter what it is, really, every day, magnificent, different, daring, moneymaker, powerful, influential.
If you're going to sell me on a book like that, you got to have a few of those colors. You have to have a few of those colors that mean satanic.
Gregarious, sensual, warm, refined, poetic, teacher, intense, passionate. You know, where's... gets mad and yes. throws Hummel figures.
Or gets mad and throws book.
Well, there you go, Joe. That's my gift to you.
All right, and sell it as soon as you can, Joe. Autograph it and sell it. Enjoy.
I will. Autograph Joe Ardinger.
Yes, an autographed Joe Ardinger color astrology book.
All right, get out of here.
Who would
Thank
do
you.
That?
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, guys.
No, I mean, really, what a stupid concept. And the thing is...
Stupid concept is going to make her a lot of money. Yeah,
yeah, it already has made her a lot of money.
Right.
Oh, hey, that tape sounded good. Hold on, it was supposed to, isn't that the one that's supposed to have Where in the World Is?
Where in the world is Joe?
Video from Tom Monroe and his tribute to life in the big city. Downtown's the place to be. From Tom's disc entitled Tom Monroe Sings Petula Clark. Little help from Mike McDonald and the Doobies on that one. On the Jerry Todd Show, nice to be with you. Whoops, we got the wrong super up there. Let's try that. On the Jerry Todd Show, there we are. Good morning in the wee small ones of a Saturday morning. We've got some fine video for you and a little chat and hopefully lots of fun. And we'll have some more video for you. But first, let's pay some of those bills.
I watched the Jerry Todd Show.
Jerry Todd.
How are you anyway? Jerry Todd with you. Glad you're along for the ride. Maybe you're at home this morning or at work. Or just around about anywhere enjoying the fine video. Meantime, let's look after some business. We provide this as kind of a public service of the Jerry Todd Show. It's from the community chest, and it's a lost dog announcement. If you're in the vicinity of Ellesmere and Morningside, be on the lookout for a little lost doggy. If you're in the vicinity meantime, keep your eyes open for the little doggy, and we'll see what we can do. Meantime, on the Jerry Todd Show, whoops, that's the second time we've done that this morning. On the Jerry Todd Show, nice to be with you. Let's see if we can get a different color on that this morning. Or these are called supers, you see, because they're in front of the picture. Let's see what we can come up with here. That's kind of nice. I like that. On the Jerry Todd Show, nice to be with you.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Do we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.